Welcome, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. Here we are between a Black Friday and a bright, sunny Sunday. And we know what we're talking about. That's Easter. So welcome to the program. We are live here, and we're simulcasting here on this station, 105.1 FM The Ranch, also at Rockdale, KRXT 98.5 FM, streaming live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. And with me is my wingman, the Colonel, Rayford Brown, to my left. Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS. Judge Andy Isaacs is with us. Shelby Meyer, my board operator, doing a fantastic job. And you, the listening audience. Now, you can call in here if you want at 254-697-6633. And don't forget, after the program, we'll be doing podcasts. And you can get that on Apple, Spotify, Podbean, or go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page, and at the top there, you'll see a recording of the program. You can fast forward to what you want if you want to do it that way. And while you're there, in the middle of that page, if you scroll down a little bit, you'll see a donation button. If you feel led to donate to the program to continue it on, because as we grow, it gets expensive. It gets expensive from the get-go, but it gets more and more expensive as it grows, and which is a good thing, because more things are happening, more people are being able to reach out to and hopefully make a difference. And I want to make a comment about that too. Ladies and gentlemen, I think we do more here on this show in 3 hours than some shows do in a 3 day or a 5 day a week program. And so that's why it's regimented very much. So Christine Stevenson, come on in.
The enrolled agent is tardy. But she comes.
Hope you don't put your.
I was concerned about the Buckholz and Rogers law enforcement, and then I started worrying about the rain. So I'm glad to see that you're okay. But she is here with us now, and we're going to have a fantastic show. So let me do this. Let me set the table as to what's going on the show today. We'll be doing devotional announcements. Speaking of announcements, let me put this right out there. We decided to go have lunch today, right around the 1 o'clock hour at the VFW here in Cameron. And so the crew here, the families of the crew, we're going to go out there, get some lunch. You are welcome. We'd like to visit with you, see you. If you're interested to see the ugly face behind the mic, that would be the Colonel. No, I mean.
That is kidding,
Colonel. Just a handsome person.
Yeah, that is.
Anyway, we'd love
right.
to see you there.
I believe that's age discrimination.
Now, it is going to be at the VFW, but there, as I now, there's no requirement for membership. The public can come into this
that's right.
and have lunch.
Yeah, and there's cheap beer there if you want, the food.
And it's cash only.
Cash only, basic menu. So if you're there, love to see you. Continuing on, true stories. That's always a fun time. We'll do that later in the program. Word of the day coming up, quote of the day. Judge Isaacs doing our revival prayer. Ma's at the bottom of the hour telling us what's in the menu for Katie's. Katie's calling at the bottom of the hour to tell us what's going on at Ma's on the menu. Christine Stevenson with Dollars and Cents. Christine, can you give us a little teaser?
Yes, we're talking about retirement income and last-minute filing things for the IRS because our deadline is coming up in 11 days. Some little tips and tricks and things of that nature.
All the things we need to know. Very good. The Colonel, Rayford Brown, doing his constitutional segment. Colonel, give me a quick tease.
We're going to talk about safety today, both for individuals and the nation.
Colonel, you've been with me for 3 years, and you've heard me say over and over again, Andy, you too, Christine, for a year, the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab.
Nice fella.
If you don't know who he is, you better figure it out. No offense to you, but Q-Ball, World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, this is a very dangerous individual. Very dangerous. If you
Bill
don't,
Gates.
Whoever's under him, you got to figure, Colonel, the World Economic Forum is an attachment, part of the puzzle to the CFR, Trilateral Commission, and all that. They are
all tied together with one world socialist government.
So here we go.
World Rip the people off.
The word of the day comes from the headline of a story, the body of a story, the conversation of a story. And if you could put the word of the day into a sentence, give me a call here at 254-697-6633. And the Colonel likes it, gives you a thumbs up. You can promote your business, somebody else's business, some charitable event or cause. The word of the day today is forum. Forum. It's a noun. A place, meeting, or medium where ideas and views on a particular issue can be exchanged. And the headline reads, World Economic Forum sets date with Communist China for summer Davos. They usually do Davos, Switzerland. Well, now they're doing a summer one in China. Gee, isn't that great?
Man, can I go?
The World Economic Forum has announced it's holding its 14th annual meeting of the new champions in somewhere in China, hoping to achieve a self-proclaimed summer Davos for global elites. So stay tuned for that. Moving on.
And the hits just keep on coming.
This is interesting. I showed this to the Colonel, my former F-4 fighter pilot. South African pilot conducts emergency landing with venomous cobra beneath his seat. And Colonel, you admitted he stayed calm, cool, and collected, didn't he?
That was cool. Now, you have to consider the alternative. He looked at, and this goes right with what I'm going to be talking about, considering the consequences, future consequences of a current event. And doing something like trying to drag the snake out of his shirt would not have worked.
No. And if he was kind of concerned about telling the people on the plane, the passengers, because they started freaking out. Who knows what would have happened? All right, here's a study. Colonel, you'll love this. Vaxxed people loses 25 years of life. This is a government data, and it's confirmed. Vaxxed loses 25 years of life. Government data confirms. Federal judge rules students can't sue after being charged full tuition. I'm sorry, I take that back. Federal judge rules students can sue after being charged full tuition for classes shifted online over COVID. Yeah, right on. Go for it. Sue them for everything, for all the liberal crap they're pumping out. Franklin Graham slams Oregon law. Oregon law. Disqualifying Christians from adopting children. Did you catch that?
That sounds like a classic violation of the First Amendment, and that would be covered under the 14th Amendment.
Well, whatever happens to race, creed, religion, and all this kind of stuff.
Well, that only applies if you're
buying a house.
Not
if you're
Christian.
Woke, you're okay. If you're not, you can't do nothing.
If you're not Christian.
All right. Deranged trans mob physically attacks swimmer Riley Gaines following Save Woman's sports speech. Look, you people who do that, I want you to put the L shape on your forehead, because that's what you are. You're freaking losers. You're losers. If you want to compete, if you're a man and you think you're a woman and want to compete against a woman and that's the only way you can win, you're a freaking loser with a capital L, okay? Emphasized, italicized. Karine Jean-Pierre attacks law banning transgender procedures on children, and you fit right in with the group. Colonel, you got anything to add to that?
Well, she's a very nice young girl that got protected by the Washington, D.C. police after she rear-ended a car while she slurred her speech and had a little problem standing up straight.
What, she didn't go in front of a judge?
Probably was the water.
Yep.
She didn't go in front of the
judge.
She was
probably tired. She was probably stressed out from telling lies.
That's probably it.
No,
that's probably,
it's coming out in her hair. That's why it's so bouncy.
It's probably was the water. Somebody put something in her water. That's what it was.
Look, as a woman, an individual, I want to make this very clear, too. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're a Democrat or Republican, I don't care. If you're gay, I do care, but I don't care if that makes any sense because of my faith and my belief. I don't think it's natural, but hey, if that's you and you're leaving people alone, it's not my business. But when you start getting upper echelons of the Republican Democrat Party or the secret societies or people pushing LGBTQ down our throats, no pun intended there, we draw the line. You want to add something, Colonel?
It's just that there is a good reason why in biblical times that they had rules against this, because there were physical consequences of sodomy, and they were not good because there were no antibiotics to control the infections from the fissures and tears and deep abscesses.
Okay, this is a morning program. We need to keep it clean.
Yeah.
It's going down.
Problem with that.
It's going down the crapper. Okay.
That's right.
Senator Tom Cotton. Where are the criminal charges against Hillary Clinton and her campaign for falsifying records for the Steele dossier?
And ignoring subpoenas?
I think the criminal charges are right next to press secretary's drunken driving, right?
That's right.
Here we go, Peppermint Patty. Former White House press secretary Jen Psaki, however you want to say it, Republicans are weaponizing Trump's indictments against Democrats. We're weaponizing it against them. Give me a break. Nikki Haley, first of all, go home. I don't like you, and I don't even want you in politics. Get out. But anyway, says Biden's Afghanistan withdrawal made America look completely defeated on a world stage. I'll agree with that. But NBC's Kristen Welker, Biden is blaming Trump for Afghanistan withdrawal disaster. while also denying it was a disaster. That's typical doublespeak, isn't it? You ever read the book 1984? Have you?
Lyndon Johnson said something about this. He said that nothing in politics happens by accident. And that catastrophe and the withdrawal, I think, in my personal opinion, was seeded by CFR, Council on Foreign Relations, people buried in the Pentagon and in the executive branch, and also by the Muslim Brotherhood, which has, since 1920, been sworn to defeat the United States. And they have infiltrated with the help of the Democrats.
Ladies and gentlemen, I said a prayer before the program that there's clarity in this program. And what I'm trying to do, you know, I know, what I'm trying to do is put out there what I know, which has been checked out and studied, and I feel extremely confident that it being the truth. I put it out there, hopefully that shocks the heck out of you. It may have been something you never heard before, and it wakes you up, and you do your homework, and you see, oh my gosh, it's like looking at one of those pictures with all the squares, and you got to stare at it long enough, and all of a sudden you see the picture that's hidden in it. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get you to stare long enough to see the big picture. We're going to take a break. Be back in three.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim, window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. The number 254-697-6633. Don't forget, we're all going to grab some lunch after the show at the VFW here in Cameron. Probably
the
be
new location.
The new location. Yeah, don't go out there on the highway to an empty building. That wouldn't be good.
Ah, better give that new location.
All right, Shelby's going to look that up. We're simulcasting here and at KRXT 98.5 FM. Don't forget, we are streaming live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. So say hello. We're all waving hello, everybody. Now, I've got Judge Andy Isaacs. And Judge, you've been on the program for quite a while. And
loved every minute of it.
Thank you, sir. And we're doing a revival prayer. And we may not be seeing it around here, but I truly believe, because we're dedicated to this, that maybe these prayers have rained down to another location that was necessary.
Let me tell you something right now. 2,000 years ago, Friday was a pretty hard day. Pretty hard day, especially for those. Now, us today, we've got the advantage of having the Bible and knowing what happened, so, you know, and reading it and all that. But they didn't have that. Those guys didn't have that. They didn't have biblical learning that we have today. And so Friday was a really tough day. You know, watching their God, their Savior, get hung on the cross. Our God, our Savior, get hung on the cross. And the darkness that fell over the earth, and the darkness, I'm sure, that was in their heart, and they just didn't know what to do. We're facing some of that same kind of darkness today. You know, you're fixing to read off a bunch of stuff that's active and what's happening and what's going on in society today, and it's not roses and daffodils. It's pretty tough. It's pretty tough to watch and pretty tough to see and to hear. But I promise you, Sunday's coming. Sunday came for those guys. Sunday came for that group of people that were just downhearted and downtrodden. But Sunday came, and things changed, and the light came on, and the gospel spread, because they were diligent in a few things. They were diligent, and even though they were troubled, they were praying. They were, what's going on, God? What do I do? And I promise you, in our society today, Sunday's coming. We just got to keep plugging. We got to keep doing the right things. We got to keep sounding the alarm. We got to keep, no matter what happens, no matter how bad it gets, no matter how destructive everything gets, we got to keep sounding. We got to keep doing the right thing. That's how Sunday comes. Sunday's coming. I know it's terrible. I know. I just saw yesterday on one of the news deals that I listened to where Budweiser lost $800 million in one day. For being woke. You know, if you go woke, you go broke. You know, and that's the kind of the deal we're looking at.
You mentioned that we have the benefit of having the Bible to see what's
going
on. So we know what the bottom line is.
Right.
We know what happens in the book. And people say, well, then why should we do anything? Because as a Christian, and correct me if I'm wrong, as a Christian, our sole purpose here on this earth is to draw people to Christ.
That's right.
So calamity may happen around, but we got to maintain ourselves to draw people, not repel people, even though we know what the end is.
Let me tell you something. There's not one person that I want to see go to hell. Not one person. And if we don't tell them about Jesus, we don't share that with them, if we don't in our own life pick up our Bible and read it and spend time in prayer and seek Jesus, then, you know, we're going to stand before the Father someday, and he's going to say, how come you weren't working down there? How come you weren't doing what you were supposed to do, what I called you to do? How come you didn't reach out and touch somebody? How come you didn't do the thing? Let me tell you something. One of my favorite picks, and one of the things that I pick at a lot, is that Christians, you know what the Christian no is?
The Christian what?
No.
No?
I'll pray about it. That's a Christian no. I'll pray about it. Okay. I'm going to tell you something. When somebody tells you something, I don't care where you are and what you're doing, if somebody comes to you and tells you a problem they have, you stop right then, and I don't care how long the prayer is, whether it's 2 seconds or 10 minutes, you stop and pray with that person. You want to change lives? You stop and pray for that person when they have a problem. I have people stop me all over everywhere because they know I'll stop and take 2 seconds to pray, or take a minute to pray and give them a hug and say, you know, it's going to be okay. But we don't do that. We'll say, I'm going to pray about it, Christine. I know your son died, but I'm going to pray about it. Stop and do it. Start putting feet to what you're doing. Sunday's coming, and I want to be part of the sunshine that comes out of Sunday. I don't want to be standing before the Father, him saying, now, Andy, I gave you some assignments, and you weren't paying attention. And you look at all these blessings down here that you missed because you didn't do it. Because they stack up. I want my blessings to be so big they can't bring it on a 100-mile train. That's what, you know, that's not being selfish. That's being honest. I want to try to change lives, and it doesn't happen by being Bill Gates.
I like to apply it to the talents where the slave owner gives his slaves five, three, and one talents.
That's it.
So if you have your abilities to do things, why hold on to them? Give them out and double the benefits of
or triple or whatever it takes. You know, that's how we change everything. You know, we're not going to change it by electing Jesus as president, okay? I'd love to have him as president, but we've got a big mess. We need to start changing the school boards and the things that we could do something about.
All politics are local.
That's right. We need to do something with stuff we can do something about. And we need to get on our soapbox and speak about it. And don't back down. And don't say to the guy that's 6'6" and 320 pounds and muscles bulked on top of everywhere and him saying, I'm a woman. No, you ain't.
He was just a little weightlifter, and he just set a state record the first time he competed.
Yeah, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear that. We're going to start having to call it out and say, no, you're not, son. You're confused, but you're not a woman. And men can't have babies. We don't have the equipment. We don't have the equipment to have a baby. We just don't have it. But God has got us in a place. Sunday's coming, and there's a reckoning coming for all this. And Sunday's coming. And I want everyone to be able to stand before the Father and say, him say, well done, good and faithful servant. Because that's what it's all about. That's the bottom line. MSR Ministry.
Before you start talking about that, tell us about the ladies.
Okay, we had a fantastic group of ladies. 9 ladies came. They were all vets. You know, I heard some of the war stories. They were pretty bad, pretty horrible. I tried to, they're not comfortable with a man sitting in and they're all sharing. So I didn't share into that. But I was, one of the ladies that was supposed to come help in the kitchen didn't show up. So guess who got to be a lady?
Wait a minute, you said a second ago.
Wait a minute. I'm trying not to identify, but I had dishpan hands. I'm going to tell you that right now. I told them one time, I said, I've washed this knife 3 times here in the last 5 minutes. I ain't washing this knife again.
Well, so, you weren't washing dishes. You were recycling.
That's
you
right.
You were in charge of recycling.
That's right, recycling. And so it was fantastic. They shared, I wish I could, I've got a video of one of them sent in how she was affected. We've got much of messages from them. They fill out a questionnaire at the end that tells. It was great. It was fantastic. They were really touched. And all that was really done is we shared the gospel. We rode horses. They did projects and stuff like that. But they got a chance to sit at a table and eat together. Rita came feeds really well. And just be family again. And that mate, I think that is just so important, so important. MSRMinistries.org is a website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. 512-455-2552. God bless you, and I appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure to have you on, Andy.
It's great to be here.
Ladies and gentlemen, I do devotionals Monday through Friday. Been doing it for a long time to a long list of people. Been blessed to have the opportunity to do it on air as well. And I want to thank McGuire Tire, Casey and the gang, for sponsoring the segment here. I've known Casey for 20 plus years, and those guys over there, they've been taking care of me when it comes to tires and a whole bunch more, and they can do the same for you. They got a couple locations. One's in Temple. You can give them a call at 254-773-3114. Belton is 254-939-1357. Or simpler yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. Tell them you heard it here. Support the sponsors who support the program. Today's devotional reads, good morning. Well, here's a high-shelf Bible verse that I seem to flounder out as I chuckle on the devotional. How about you? It's Romans chapter 12, verses 16 through 18. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Repay no evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Now, that's a chuckle for me, right?
Well,
I'm a grunt.
Yeah, well, it takes some work. It's not a everybody struggles with that.
Now, continuing
let
on.
Let somebody cuss you out and see how much you get along with them.
Continuing on with the devotional, I say, with all seriousness, this is a great verse to remind us that we are ambassadors of Christ and that we need to represent ourselves to others in the best way possible. Now, I'm flesh and blood too, and I know at times that this ambassadorship can be difficult, but we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Our purpose here on this earth is to draw people to Christ. Let's do our best to make ourselves welcoming to those who don't know him. Have a blessed day. Amen. So there you go. We plant the seed, sprinkle a little bit of water on it, let the good Lord do the growing. Share it with who you want. Don't cram it down anybody's throat. And Shelby, how much time I got?
A little less than a minute.
Okay. So I want to reiterate the ad or that we're going to have lunch right about 1 o'clock at the VFW, and we got the address now. It's the new location at 1106 West 22nd Street. They've got a basic menu. Mm-hmm. Beers, pretty cheap.
Appetizers, burgers, hot dogs.
Right. Cash only at this point. So if you want to join us or you know, just go get lunch and just say, hey, what's going on? Like the show? It's a good morale booster, you know? We'd like to meet you, see who you are, and get to meet Christine, Andy, the Colonel, Shelby, the families, the whole works. So check it out. If you want to be on the show, give me a call, 254-697-6633. And don't forget, you can stream us live here at aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the Facebook page and see what we got going on.
Is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at HealthySuccessWorks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Dannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Dannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
To the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the scratch and sniff portion of the program. We're going to scratch and sniff the menu, the menu at Ma's Place. I got Katie on the line. Let's put her. Let's put her on the air. This mic is dead. Remember that mic's dead. So if you want to talk, you talk to this mic. Katie, welcome to the program. How you doing? We got. I don't know if you heard it or not, but this is the Scratch and Sniff section of the program.
Celebrate 10 years.
You still with me?
We'll have a big celebration.
Katie, lower the volume. You got to lower the volume on the radio. Yeah, we'll get her in a second. We'll get her in a second.
In that building.
She's been on hold too long. This is live here.
This is live. This is live. This is how it works.
Let's just order while we're waiting.
Okay.
We'll write it on the back of it.
Ma's Place, 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. As a menu. Katie, you just chime in when you're ready, okay? And
Katie has three kids.
And she does a wonderful job, and she. All right, let's just talk about it. Ma's Place, Harker Heights. It's a great family place to go to. Vicky and Katie, they're just running a great shop there and producing great food that overflows on the plates. The menu, she gave me an updated menu. I didn't print it out yet because there was so much to look at. They reduced it down to make it a little bit easier. Instead of the waitress standing there going, item 1001. Instead of doing that, now there's about like 4 pages of the menu as compared to 8 pages. But if you go there, the food is delicious.
Its servings are very generous.
The thing about there is y'all. We always just watch Cheers, right? And it was
everybody knows your name.
Well, that is Moss, except it's a restaurant. You know, and that's how that. I mean, you go there and it's a family atmosphere. It's just the old time kind of cafe that we kind of long for. Those kind of experiences now, and it's just a really nice place to go. It's not fancy. There are not candles at your table, but the food is fantastic, and you can just be you.
And if they're getting a little crowded, everybody's family.
That's it.
You know, come join us here.
The other thing, too, the food is great, but I always like to push this. It's a tease. It's a tease between me and Katie, me and Vicky, and that is I always push the Matt special because what happens is they cook those onion rings on the order. It's not like they're there ready to go. When the order comes in, they make them fresh. So give them some hassle. Order a whole bunch of Matt specials. You'll love it. They're delicious. Or try something else, whether it's the hamburger steak or the big boy breakfast. Or
their bacon cheeseburgers are pretty good.
You like that?
I'm a
huh?
bacon cheeseburger kind of girl, yes.
How about the fries? Were the fries good?
Fries are good. I'm a tater tots person.
I like tater tots.
Yeah.
Tater
wow.
Tots.
I can't have either one.
Is there any chance Katie is ready to talk to us?
She's on and we can hear her, but I guess she's got the phone sat down because we can hear her making the noise. I can hear her doing stuff all day, but she's just passing the phone.
Okay. Well, look.
Good morning.
Hey, all right. All right, Katie, we've been talking about you for about 3 minutes here. Why don't you say hello and tell us what's on the menu for today?
Easter, we're off for the next 3 days, so want to wish everybody a happy Easter.
Vicky, I thought it was Katie. How you doing?
Well, actually, there's a couple things we wanted to talk about. April 7th, we celebrated 9 years being open.
Wow, that's great. It's not easy opening up a business, so that's great.
So we are super excited about that. We got our new menus out. If no one hasn't seen them yet, go and look at them. It took me 2 months to do those.
And they look good, too. I saw them. Where can they find them?
Well, you can find them at Moss Place.
I mean,
at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights.
Okay. And what about online, right?
Online, they're on our Facebook page.
Okay. Very good. So you're going to be closed tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
Okay. But then after that, you're open, ready to go, serving the food, serving the coffee, cooking the onion rings, the whole works, right?
We start back up on Monday.
Fantastic. All right. Well, Katie, look, I want you to have a happy Easter. Everybody there, tell everybody I said hi. And it's always a pleasure to speak to you on the air here. Hopefully we can get you in the studio one day and we can spend a little segment on you specifically and tell everybody all the things that you do at Ma's Place, okay?
And if you're looking for a free meal, you're going to have to wait now till Thanksgiving or Christmas.
That's right. All right, Katie, you take care. Be careful.
You too. You guys have a good Easter.
You too. Bye-bye. Colonel Rayford Brown, there's a lot on your plate, sir, and it's not food. So why don't you tell us what's going on?
All right, the quote of the day, driving is a lot like baseball. It's the number of times you get home safely that counts. All right, and if you get that one right, you've dug pretty deep.
And, but the word, and the word of the day was forum. So give us a call on either one of those. Put in a sentence the word forum or give the answer to his quote and you get some airtime.
And if you call and get the quote right, you're going to be among the first that have showed any participation. And that's one of the big problems we have is a lack of participation in voting. We have municipal elections across Texas on May the 6th. And early voting starts very soon, about 3 weeks prior to it. So start looking around and paying attention to who's running, and all politics is local, and school boards and city councils are extremely important. And the time to do things is not to complain after they're on the board and you're trying to change something. It's to make sure that the people on the board think like you do. All right. Bell County Commissioner Precinct 3, Bill Schumann, is our sponsor for this segment,
Thank
or
you,
one
Bill.
Of the sponsors, and we are grateful. We appreciate, and we also appreciate all the hard work he does around Bell County and saving the taxpayers' money with engineering. Graduation. Don't do anything without thinking. This is a big issue. My wife and I lost our only pregnancy 37 years ago. I find it difficult to think of losing a full-term baby with a stillbirth. The pain of losing a junior or senior in high school, I cannot fathom. My imagination cannot begin to conjure up the pain of such a loss, but this is the time of year that every year it happens. This year will be more deadly than any before it. Counterfeit drugs, fentanyl, a surgical anesthesia, painkiller, and muscle paralyzer. Xylazine, a horse tranquilizer drug used by veterinarians to sedate large animals. It's not approved by the FDA because such a tiny dose just wastes a human. It's painkiller and muscle relaxant, paralyze your breathing. However, xylazine has recently been found in illegal drugs like opioids, heroin, and cocaine, and it's leading to a spike of overdose deaths, and also the counterfeit prescription medications. Kids that have not used drugs before sometimes will be looking for a Percocet or some other kind, Tylenol 3, something they think they're going to get on the street, and what they get instead is one of these fentanyl or xylazine-laced things that are deadly. We'll talk more about that in a moment. THC from marijuana, or the synthetic form, is available by smoking it with tobacco or vaping or candies and confections. Very strong and addictive. The new THC is 25 or more times stronger than what it was 25 years ago or 50 years ago. It has it causes psychosis, which is a separation from reality. It's even worse here in Texas because now we have neighboring states, Colorado, Oklahoma, that have medical and recreational marijuana available. There's also cheap Mexican marijuana that's competing and much cheaper, but it comes with a price. Alcohol, the old standby. I used to live in town Temple and would walk and pick up along the street about a mile from my house. And about this time of year, I'd start finding what the kids were starting. The new generation of kids were being introduced to alcohol. Hard lemonade cans, one 12-ounce beer, one 16-ounce beer, a malt liquor bottle, cheap sweet wines. I have to warn you, kids, that one beer can cause you to drive more aggressively and reduce caution. It's not that it incapacitates you, but it does impact your driving. Reducing caution is not a factor if you do not think. This is a problem of immature brains and particularly male brains. The ability of young men to evaluate the long-term consequences, even 1 hour from now, is a long time for a male under 25. What it is, or what if I just punch it around this corner at 50% above the caution yellow speed limit to impress my teenage associates riding in the vehicle? Possible outcomes. We'll talk about those.
Colonel, since I'm less than a minute, let me ask a question here. And I've got an excellent board here. I got the judge, Christine, Shelby, all, you know, all.
Maybe not Shelby.
But how do you in this day and age get it into their heads? Because we're all been young, we've all done stupid things, but generations ago, there's a little bit different type of environment. And here we've got an environment where everybody's just on the loose doing what they're doing. So how can you do? Can you say, hey, look, I want you to have a good time. I want you to be cool. I want you to do whatever you like to do. But there's got to be that element. If I give you all this, there's got to be this element of give and take, and that is being responsible. What would you do? With,
well,
what, 20 seconds?
One thing there, Con Tatum, Common Sense with Con Show, he always said you have, in any transaction, you have to evaluate the upside and the downside.
But how do you penetrate that through a young buck or Jane's mind?
They have to think about it ahead of time.
We'll be back in 3 minutes.
The owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about McGuire Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply, yeah, just go to McGuireTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, McGuireTire.com.
U.S. Navy SEAL Chris Kyle said, "It's our duty to serve those who serve us. In memory of Chris, military veterans, first responders, and their families, the nonprofit American Valor Foundation was formed. Please show your support by donating to this foundation at AmericanValorFoundation.org. Also, go to their AFV gear page to purchase hats, shirts, jackets, and more. Use the promo code RADIO to get a 20% discount on all purchases. That's AmericanValorFoundation.org, or call 254-459-8224. The American Valor Foundation, serving those who serve us.
Hard propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
Rubio Septic Service, serving all of Milam County since 1976, is licensed, bonded, insured, and can be reached at 512-446-3986. Rubio Septic Service in Rockdale is bilingual, provides free estimates, and services septic systems and grease traps on both commercial and residential systems. Porta-potty rentals are also available. Call Rubio Septic Service in Rockdale at 512-446-3986. Once again, that's Rubio Septic Service, 512-446-3986.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Program, the number 254-697-6633. Got a full crew in here. Shelby doing the board, the Colonel, my wingman, Judge Andy Isaacs, Christine Stevenson. She'll have her specific segment in the 10 o'clock hour. But right now, Colonel, take it away, sir.
All right. We're talking about teenagers and driving, and their driving record goes down with a number of teenagers in the car with them. Another teenager in the front seat, and then more in the back, and their driving gets really bad.
Colonel, can I say something about this right now?
Yes.
When you and I were 16, 15, 16, we had to have a job, so we needed to have a car. These kids ain't working no more. Let's don't let them have no driver's license until 18.
Until they got a job. Okay. All right. But let's take a quick look here. Some of the things that need to be evaluated before the situation happens. You got to talk to these kids before they leave home. All right. What's going to happen if they push it around the turn a little too fast? If they run off the road, a good thing, you run off the edge of the road and scare yourself. Well, maybe that would be good and have a good outcome. Better you scare some of the passengers and they swear to never ride with you again. Bad is you scare them and decide to try to go faster next time. Awful. You are bad. Okay, excuse me. Awful now. You run off the road and hit the ditch. The left front bumper digs in and causes the car to turn forward momentum into angular rotation as the rear end comes up over the front bumper embedded in the ditch. The unbelted passengers become large softballs traveling faster than a fast-pitched softball pitcher. The windshield and sunroof have stopped moving forward, and the softballs impact them, removing the glass, and then they pass the front of the bumper and are in front of the back of the car as it is still rotating up. The softballs hit the ground just as the top of the car comes down and smashes them. One is missed by the car and slides at 50 miles an hour into a fence post, back broken, paralyzed for life. The driver's face impacts the steering wheel, spewing teeth and blood on the remains of the windshield. This is not a good outcome, folks, but this is what happens when you don't think about the consequences that might happen. Wait, this cannot be happening because the driver did not think before they got into the heat of the situation about the possible outcome if they failed to make the turn. The college car is not needed. It's gone. But what if which is not a problem because they are not going anyway. Their whole future is just changed for the lack of one moment of just being a teenager. Before they every action, Con Tatum just had to evaluate, or he said that you must evaluate the best upside and the worst downside and see if the action is justified. This has to be done before the heat of the battle. When you are adding any agent to this immature brain that changes judgment and reaction time, bad things can happen. Bad things will happen. This is that time of year. So
Colonel,
I want to...
Colonel, let me pause you just for a second. We have a young lady on the line who wants to make an announcement for the church, okay? Let's get her on real quick. Ma'am, go ahead. I know you got a rain problem, so why don't you tell everybody what's going on?
Program.
What's that? Go
and
ahead, ma'am.
He said he tried to transfer me somewhere.
Ma'am, go ahead, please. Say your announcement. One, two, three. Cut it. Okay, go ahead, girl.
All right. Now, there's some of these deaths this year are not going to be involved with bad decisions other than deciding to try one pill sometime. I want to read some of a true story here, and I'm going to summarize this about a father's pain. Now, I'm an Academy graduate from the Air Force Academy, and we tend to carry pretty high standards into our adult lives. But this father had a 17-year-old boy, and his son made a mistake. All right? One pill, one mistake. One evening, the kid was kind of stressed out by being separated from all of his friends by the COVID routine and the schooling at home and all these sort of things. But they got released, and they went down and were hanging out at the mall, and he bought a pill, one pill. And he took it home and took it. Well, one kid every 7 minutes, one person in the United States every 7 minutes is killed by fentanyl, and the supposedly prescription drug that he bought turned out to be laced with fentanyl. The next morning when he did not come down to dinner or down to breakfast, his father went upstairs and found him slumped over his desk and immediately started CPR, and they called 911, and then the medics got there and a quick check, and they tried to pull the father off of doing CPR, and all the medics and all the police were crying because this young man was deceased. He had lettered in multiple sports. He was a straight-A student. There was a high probability that he might be going to a service academy. But he was dead because of one pill and one mistake. You don't have to be a drug addict to be killed.
It's Russian roulette. It's Russian roulette because somebody would say, oh, it's not going to happen to me. No, you spin that revolver and you just don't know. It's not one of those, well, it affected me a certain way and I can overcome it. If you take it, that's it, man.
I don't know if you've ever had anesthesia, but I have had multiple surgeries, and the anesthesia guy always makes a little joke. Well, we're going to let you go to sleep now, and there's no warning. There's anything for yourself after they administer that dose. Sometimes you can feel it going through your vein. You'll feel the cold saline solution mixed with the medication, and then, boom, you're asleep. It's gone. No memory, no nothing. And you may never wake up with this one because that's what the anesthesiologist gets paid for. He gets paid for waking you up. He says, it ain't no problem putting you to sleep. Anybody can do that. But waking you up, now that's another trick. So people, talk to your children. Kids, pay attention. Make your decisions and do it with the best information available. It's just not worth it if you can't. You can't ask the question if you can't stand all the possible answers to the question. Will I get the wrong pill? If you do, it's end of game. If you don't, maybe you'll just have a headache the next day. But people, please don't do something without thinking.
Can I jump in and tell kind of a sad story about this? So this just happened to a lady I know. She lives up in the Dallas area. About 2 months ago, her granddaughter lied to her parents and went to a party at another person's house where the parents had said, yeah, the kids can be drinking. And the parents were there, and the kids were drinking. And this young lady, 14 or 15 years old, basically drank herself into a stupor and collapsed, fell down, passed out, whatever you want to say, and she fell on her back. Later on, she vomited. And she was lying flat on her back.
Oh, no.
And she aspirated. And she woke up. Whenever she woke up, her friends didn't check on her, nothing like that. She woke up the next morning. She didn't feel right. She knew something was wrong. So she called her folks, said, hey, can you come get me? I'm not feeling good. Something's the matter. And so the truth came out. Folks took her to the hospital. And she had overnight developed pneumonia.
Aspiration pneumonia.
Yes. And then she developed sepsis. And she couldn't breathe, and her parents watched her die on the emergency room table. This was like 2 months ago. She was 14 or 15 years old. She was at another adult's house where they consented to let the kids have alcohol because the parents are there. And
Christine,
you know,
look, we're talking about this, and the parents are grasping what we're saying.
Yeah.
But it's the kid who doesn't listen to this program. How do you penetrate that kid's brain? Because go back to when you were a kid.
Right.
And I'm thinking to myself, things were different. If I relate and somebody talked to me, pulled to the side, I go, you know, don't do this. Now it's a totally different ballgame.
It's totally different.
Parents need to be beaten up, too, because, I mean, it's if my children have friends over, I don't have the right to allow them to drink anything.
Yeah, Shelby, there's an investigation going on now.
I've said this, and each one of you, except for you, Shelby, are a witness to me saying this. I said, we are about five diluted generations of parenthood.
Yeah,
you've heard me say that before.
Yeah.
Generation after generation after generation gets more diluted. And we've got kids taking care of kids nowadays.
You know, Colonel was talking about fentanyl and that horse drug that they were talking about. What is the medicine they give you if you got an overdose?
Narcan
doesn't work with that horse drug and fentanyl combined. Does not work. They can't get you back.
Okay. So it's like the Colonel's always been saying, this is a soft war. They're getting us with chemicals, propaganda.
Schools. Taking religion out of the schools and stuff. This was all communist goals. In 1963, Cleon Skousen wrote a book, The Naked Communist, and he had been a former FBI agent, and he wrote out 45 communist goals. And nine of those, 20%, are about schools, obscenity, eliminate prayer, and psychiatry and things like this. Man, so we'll talk about these.
They're on a great track record. Yeah.
They are just wiping this stuff. And all of this DEI stuff and all of this multi-gender stuff is right out of the Communist Manifesto.
Colonel, do you recall, I think it was in the late 70s, a Russian guy defected, or he was having an interview. He defected, but he was talking about how there's certain things that the Russians do to try to turn over government, and he was shocked at how fast it was happening here, and that was in the 70s.
Yes. And if you go down these 45 goals, you can find them for yourself. Look up Congressional Record 1963, 45 Communist Goals.
All right, we're going to take a top-of-the-hour break. When we come back, Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS. She's going to be giving us some great information, so get your note-taking material ready. Remember, 254-697-6633.
Cameron Chiropractic in Milam County has been treating all kinds of physical conditions for over 30 years. Spinal decompression, lower back, leg, arm, and neck pain, tingling and numbness, neuropathy, and headaches. Cameron Chiropractic also provides testing for organ support as well. Call Cameron Chiropractic in Cameron at 254-697-4931, in Rockdale at 512-446-9595, or go to cameron-chiro.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Call Dolores at Healthy Success at 254-773-8339 or visit us at healthysuccessworks.com. See you soon.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Was to be left alone, but the robber had other plans and you were forced to fire. Who do you call? What do you say? Will you be arrested? Will you be sued? Don't worry about the legal system. For just $12.50 per month, members have access to a 24-hour legal hotline to assist you in the immediate aftermath of a self-defense gun use. Don't let the bad guys ruin your life. Go to selfdefensefund.com and join today.
back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cab Adventure Radio program. Hour number two. My gosh, hour number one was full. It was full. And don't get weird with me. Don't say it was full of this. No, it was full of some great information. But anyway, welcome back. We're simulcasting here on 105.1 FM, The Ranch, also at KRXT 98.5 FM. You can look at us live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Give us a call here at 254-697-6633. Don't forget, all the information that's on the program will be put in podcast form. You can check it out on Apple, Spotify, Podbean, or go to the aaronsgunshop.com radio show page. At the top there, we'll have a recording of it as well. Down in the middle of the page is a donation button. If your heart feels led to donate to the program on a monthly basis, it would be greatly appreciated. If you like the program, like what it's doing, you're hearing information that you don't normally hear somewhere else, it takes a lot to put this show on the air. Even if it's just one day a week, it takes a lot of money to do it. And your contributions are greatly appreciated. I want to thank all those people who are doing it at the moment and all my sponsors. They have faith in me and trust in me, and I can't thank them enough for doing that. Now, I've got Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS here, but we also have our poet, Kurt.
Don't you know it? Our poet.
So let's get Kurt alive here. Kurt, welcome, buddy. How you doing?
Hello.
Hello. Give me some volume. Kurt, how you doing, buddy?
I'm here. I'm not getting food.
Yeah, we got you. We got you. Now, look, let me set you up like I normally do. The word of the day comes from the headline of a story, the body of a story, the conversation story. And if Kurt can put that word of the... What was that?
Something on his
head. If you can put the word of the day into a sentence, Kurt, and the colonel likes it, you can promote somebody. So the word of the day is forum. It comes from the headline, World Economic Forum sets date with Communist China for summer at Davos. And it's a noun. Definition is a place, meeting, or medium where ideas and views on a particular issue can be exchanged. So go ahead, take it away.
Hello.
Go ahead, Kurt.
In terms of the woke persuasion demanding the public forum, beware that your demonstration don't agitate my decorum.
That was good. I'll give you a thumbs up for that. That's good volume. Yeah, good volume. The speaker works. That's great. Kurt, that's great. I think the colonel gave you a thumbs up, too. Now, you're very focused on your promotions. Who would you like to promote this time?
And if you'll text me your poem, I'll read it again so everybody can understand it.
Did we lose Kurt? Kurt. I'll tell you what. If he wants to call back, he can call back. He put the word of the day, forum, into a sentence. It sounded great. I heard it, and the colonel's right. It was a little bit chopped off. So if he calls back or texts, we'll replay it. But right now, I got Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS. Christine, I showed your book on Facebook.
Oh, thank you.
So Shelby, do that again for me. But go ahead, Christine.
Yes. So if you'd like to get a hold of me, if you have a tax problem or a tax question, 737-234-0196. Call me, text me. You can send me an email, Christine, that's with a K, yeah, at ChristineStevensonEA.com. Stevenson's with the V. The number again is 737-234-0196. You will go to my voicemail because I get a lot of calls that come in and they're not identified and a lot of them are spam. So, but I'll call you back. Promise I'll do that. And in case you didn't see how to avoid trouble with the IRS, the 10 best tax tips for the self-employed, gig worker, and indie contractor is also available in audiobook.
Oh, that's great. Look, I'm a 25-cent guy.
Yes.
This is an easy read.
Yes, it is.
It's
an even easier listen. Yeah.
With Christine's voice,
oh my
gosh.
Can you write a book of how to cheat the IRS out of some money and not get caught?
That's a different radio show I'm on, Andy. No, yes. I do have people that ask me that. Hey, you know, how can I avoid thus and so?
Well, no, that's a legitimate question because if there's loopholes. Remember President Trump, when he was talking, he was debating with Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
He said, you've been in politics for 30 years. I'm just taking advantage of what you put
yes,
in place.
Yes, absolutely. And that's what I do as an enrolled agent. I find the loopholes. I go into the Internal Revenue Code and I'll say, look, you meet reasonable cause criteria. I've talked about that before on and why you didn't get your tax return filed or why it's not that you don't owe the tax, but let's work out a deal with the IRS where you pay the tax over time with what you can pay out of your household budget, not what the IRS says.
I want to say something about you, too. I had this discussion with somebody just the other day, and
yes,
that is, since you worked for the IRS for about 7 years, I think it was, you know everything. And so when...
No.
When it comes to what you're doing, you know...
Well, I mean, I know more than the average person on the street.
Absolutely. So when you're talking to the agent on the line, say, no, you're not checking out form ABC123.
Yes, yes.
You misread that, and they go, oh, yeah, you're right.
Sometimes I get that. Sometimes they put me on hold, and they'll say, well, let me go do some research on that. And occasionally they'll come back and say, all right, yeah, I see what you're talking about. Clickety-clackety-clicky, and away they go. So I can bring that, and I do bring that. I just had a client contact me, a local business. She's got some payroll issues, and she's paid all that she needs to pay for her business, but it's not caught up yet with the IRS. And their system is very slow, works very slowly. It just sort of marches on. And she's getting notices that say, hey, you owe this money. But she's already paid it. And she's paid it months ago. So she hired me, and I'm going to go do my 20-year investigation into the account. And once I get power of attorney, I can fax that to the person on the phone. And we can have a conversation in real time about why these payments aren't being credited to the proper account. So that's some of the stuff I do.
Christy, I got a sidebar question.
Yes.
Is the slowness of, let's just use the IRS, due to incompetence or just overwhelmed with what they've got to do with a limited amount of people doing it?
Overwhelmed, and not that I'm an IRS apologetist, but that's part of the 87,000 people that they're hiring, is because they need more people on the phone. When the bill passed last year, the Inflation Reduction Act, the IRA, a lot of money was sent to the IRS, and they just put out their standard operating, their SOP was put out yesterday, I think, on the 6th. And a lot of that money is going towards hiring more people because they need more people to answer the phones. Even the low-level employees, they need those people to answer the phones because too many people, like you, the rest of the population, the American population, they're spending too much time on hold.
But you do understand why people are like, what the heck? What the heck's going on?
Yeah.
But you make it very clear. And the reason I believe this, I know Christina, I know her heart, she's very true to what she does. And the agents, a lot of the agents are to speed up the process. And the ones, there's a limited number, correct me if I'm wrong, the agents that have guns. Is there a difference between an IRS agent and the one that carries a gun?
No, the agent does carry the gun. So when I worked at the IRS, I was an examiner.
Okay.
Okay, and the terminology matters. You hear agent. An agent is actually very specific. An IRS agent, they have the gun and the badge, and they deal with the drug people and the porn people and the money laundering people and the really bad characters. Those are the IRS agents. Then there's IRS revenue officers. They don't have a gun.
So out of the 87,000, I know I'm taking away your time, I'm sorry. Out of the 87, there's a certain percentage.
I think it was a couple thousand that were actual agents.
And the other ones are just speeding up the process.
They're speeding up the process because people are leaving and so on and so forth.
That's a good clarification.
Yeah. So, all right. Today's April 8th. The clock is ticking. April 18th, tax filing day. Normally it's on the 15th, which I think falls on a Saturday. Yes. So then normally it's the next Monday. But Washington, D.C. has their Monday holiday on the 17th. I forget what that is. Same thing last year. So anyway, everything is due this year on the 18th. You have until midnight to file your tax return on time or file an extension if you can't get your tax return in on time.
But you have to pay.
Yes. So thank you, Colonel. That's an excellent segue. There's a difference between getting your tax return in on time and getting your taxes in on time. Your taxes are always due, always, always, always on income tax day, this year, April 18th. If you owe, you have to pay by the 18th or penalties and interest start to accrue. A lot of people file extensions, and the extension is just for the tax return itself, the piece of paper.
Yes.
But the taxes are due. The money is due on the 18th.
So that's why you get the interest.
That's why, yes, it's why you get penalties and interest. And typically that the IRS has what they call a program completion date to process all tax returns about 45 days after the filing date to get all the returns out to people that have filed and need a refund because the IRS doesn't want to pay you interest on your money. So anyway, they take 45 days.
So they have 45 days? Without interest, or
technically, yes, it's called a program completion.
But if they're over that, then they have to.
Then they have to start, paying out interest. So,
Christine, one thing I learned that always stuck in my head was file it.
Yes,
if it's wrong, file it.
Yes, you go to jail for not filing your tax return.
I mean, it's not an excuse for you not to finish your taxes, but what I'm saying is if you're like, I just don't know. Okay, I'm going to give you something that's half rear-ended.
Yes.
It may not be complete, but I sent it in, and they're going to say, I'm sorry, you got this wrong, this wrong, this wrong. You're all fine here, but at least you won't go to jail, right?
Well, yes, you don't go to jail when you file your tax return, even if it's incorrect.
If there's no fraud.
Well, we're assuming, no fraud.
1 minute.
Oh, so, wow, that went fast. But I just lost my train of thought. So file your extension. Everyone can free file an extension. I'm going to list these five. So Free Tax USA, I'm personally recommending that website. Tax Act, online taxes at olt.com, fileyourtaxes.com, or TaxSlayer. Any of those online software companies will let you file your extension for free. That's the only thing you do, and you don't have to come back to that particular software and file your return with them, but you can file your extension for free with those companies. And to file your tax return, if you don't want to pay any money, freefilealliance.org. freefilealliance.org.
Very good. We're going to take a break, 3 minutes. We'll be back in 3 minutes with Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS. The number is 254-697-6633. Rubio Septic Service, serving all of Milam County since 1976, is licensed, bonded, insured, and can be reached at 512-446-3986. Rubio Septic Service in Rockdale is bilingual, provides free estimates, and services septic systems and grease traps on both commercial and residential systems. Porta-potty rentals are also available. Call Rubio Septic Service in Rockdale at 512-446-3986. Once again, that's Rubio Septic Service, 512-446-3986. Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them.
Hard propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Welcome back, everybody. I did that on purpose for you. I was hearing your countdown. I was just going to say, is she going to pay attention? Boom. All right. We're having fun here. Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS. I'll tell you what, though, Christine, stand by 1 second. We have the typed version of Kurt's poem for the word of the day, which is forum. Colonel, if you would take advantage of it, please, and read the poem.
All right. Get here. To those of the woke persuasion demanding the public forum, beware that your demonstration don't agitate my decorum.
Very good. He probably wrote that on a tissue paper and did it while he was driving, having a cup of coffee. That's how good he is.
And talking to a bunch of kids. He's got family in.
All right,
Christine. There we go. So if you want to reach me again, I'm at 737-234-0196. Call me, leave me a voicemail, send me a text. Happy to get back to you on your tax issue or your tax question to the very best of my extent. So I want to talk a little bit about some of the things you can still do before the deadline that's coming April 18th in terms of your retirement. Your retirement money is very, very important. I would encourage you not to rely on the government for your retirement, i.e. the Social Security system, which is supposed to now be bust in 2034.
They've been saying that for years.
I know, but it keeps coming down. Before it was 2041, then it was 2038. Now, last year, I think it was 2035. This year is 2034, so it's coming down. And then you'll only get 80% of what you're eligible for.
Look, we got lots of time, so yes. Let me ask you this question. We are so much in debt, this country.
Yes.
They just print the money.
Yes,
but they don't give us any.
So then, why do we have to worry about what's the purpose of the taxes? When they is it a game? Is
well,
it
they
a
need
shell game?
They need the. No, they need taxes too.
No. We're $31 trillion in debt. We don't have that money.
Right.
We're broke. And us bringing in this tax, it means nothing. They can just print the money. So what is it? Just a procedure to keep people organized?
Oh, that's a whole different conversation. I mean, you know, you're talking about the faith, the good faith and credit of the United States government and their ability to...
Which is diminishing extremely fast.
And to pay their debts on what they owe and how that's tied to the U.S. Treasuries and the 10-year bond and
it's a shell game.
So, yes, to answer your question, cut that conversation short. So, but in the meantime, for the rest of us mere mortals, I do encourage you to put money away into your retirement. It is not too late to contribute to your 2022 IRA. That deadline is coming up rapidly on the 18th, but you can contribute up to $6,000 if you're under age 50 to your 2022 IRA or your traditional IRA, or up to $7,000 for your 2022 IRA, traditional or Roth. And then the new year has rolled in. Now we're in 2023, and those amounts increased. So if you're under age 50, it's $6,500. If you are over age 50, it's $7,500. That's right now in 2023. And it's too late to contribute to your 401k plan. That's on a calendar year basis. So 2022 is done and gone. But for 2023, you can contribute up to $22,500. So what does that mean on a monthly basis? Well, it's April. There's, what, nine months left. Let's say you start contributing magically in April to your traditional...
Less than that.
9 months? April, well, May, June, July, August, September, October, November,
eight
December.
And a half months.
Eight and a half months. If you want to contribute to your 401k at work, if you want to max it out, you got to start putting in $2,500 a month in April to max out your 401k plan at your place of work. But even if you can't max it out, that's okay. Put money in. It's super, super important to be squirreling money away for retirement. And last year, I put this on LinkedIn a couple of weeks ago, a scenario that 41% of Americans had to stop contributing to their retirement last year because of the cost of everything. Gas, food, utilities, everything was going up. So as a whole, 41%, that's almost half of our country, has stopped contributing to their retirement. 32% had to withdraw from their 401k plans at work. And I made a little scenario here. So, you know, you're taking money out of your 401k to pay the mortgage, to buy groceries. These are necessities. Gas in the car. We all need these things. But unfortunately, If you're under age 59 and a half, you're going to pay a 10% penalty. So here's the scenario. All year long in 2022, you took out a total of $5,000 to pay the mortgage, buy your groceries, pay your utilities, and so forth. You had to pay $1,000 of that to the IRS, 20% tax. That's the fee that they charge. So you actually got $4,000 in your hand, and $1,000 went to the IRS.
Yeah, but doing that, that's a bad scenario to begin with.
It is bad, but some people are, because they don't have savings, or they have too much debt, credit card debt, car payments, so on and so forth. They have to find the money somewhere. They lost their job. A lot of people have gone without because they've lost their jobs, and they have to tap into their retirement plan. So now it comes time, and I've seen this literally 50 times this tax filing season. People are shocked. Hey, why am I having to pay all this extra tax on the money I took out of my 401k? My company allowed me to take money out. Yes, that is a company policy to take money out of a 401k that has the IRS. Yeah. And so many people don't understand that, and it's unfortunate.
No, I think they do understand it once they're made.
Once they file their tax return.
Once they find it out, because someone just didn't tell them.
Someone didn't tell them. And it's not HR's job. No. They're not tax professionals. They're not tax people.
That's right.
That's your business to know. So what happens is, okay, you took $5,000 out. You got $4,000 to help you pay your bills and do whatever. $1,000 went to the IRS. Now you're filing your tax return. You're reconciling that information on your tax return. Your company allowed you to take the money out, and you're not 59 and a half. You're 45. You're 50. Now you're going to pay an additional $500 in penalty tax because you took that money out before you were age 59 and a half, even though you had legitimate purposes for it. It's not like you took a vacation. You didn't go out and go to the casino. You paid your mortgage, you bought your groceries. So you are paying an extraordinary amount of tax on that income when you take it out of your retirement. And lots of people get upset. Who wouldn't get upset if you didn't know? Because now all of a sudden you're paying this $500 that you got to pay. So that's kind of an unfortunate scenario, and it happens a fair amount. But going back to contributing, I would encourage you to do that. If you're a married couple and only one spouse is working, you know, two people, one spouse working, if you make sufficient income, you can have your own IRA, traditional IRA or Roth IRA, and your spouse can also have an IRA, traditional or Roth. That's courtesy of Kay Bailey Hutchison, who used to be in the Texas House, I believe, years ago. Mm-hmm. She pushed that legislation through, and it's called a spousal IRA. And so you can contribute, you know, your limit this year in 2023, if you're under age 50, that's $6,500. And you can contribute $6,500 to your spouse's IRA. I had to do that. One year, my husband, for a couple years, had a major surgery several years ago, couldn't work for 2 years at any kind of job to earn income, and I was working, so I made contributions to a spousal IRA on his behalf, so he didn't lose out on the opportunity to put money away for retirement. So it's a very, very powerful tool to use your income, and you have to, the limits are, how much time do I have, by the way? Oh, I have 3 minutes. Excellent. So the limits are, again, $6,500 if you're under age 50 and $7,500 if you're over age 50. Contribute to your, I recommend Roth IRAs, generally speaking, contribute to your Roth. And assuming you make at least $15,000 of income, you can contribute another $7,500 if you're over age 50 to your spouse's IRA. It's a very powerful, powerful tool.
Christina, I've been tracking you for the last year, okay?
Yes.
Somebody, though, this can be extremely overwhelming.
I know. You start talking numbers on the air.
What can we do?
It's really tough.
I don't even know what to say. What can we do to calm people down, to go step by step, to figure out what they're doing? Because I'm telling you, when you're talking about people stealing out of their retirement to pay bills, we're in a bad situation.
Right. And that's a really good question. I don't know what the answer is. Because we get, it's kind of like the solar energy credits thing I was talking about a month ago. The solar energy guy comes around and, hey, you know, you'll get an $18,000 refund if you buy our solar panels. Well, they're not tax experts. And it's actually, Colonel, it's what are the consequences if you think ahead? What you were talking about earlier. Okay, if I take this money out of my retirement account, well, what's the consequence 1 hour from now or a year from now? And if people would, this would be my recommendation, if they would could just stop to think for a moment, will there be a tax consequence to this thing I'm about to do with my money? That could go a long way. And they say, well, I don't know what's going to happen. Well, maybe I'll call someone, you know, call a CPA, call an accountant, call someone at H&R Block. Call me, 737-234-0196. Let's talk about some of the consequences of your money.
Let's clarify, you're not an agent. You were...
I was an examiner.
Examiner, that's
I'm
right.
An enrolled agent. That is my official title. Yes, I wasn't packing heat.
20 seconds, yes. But so you know what's going on, and people can contact you, and knowing there's a connection, your liaison.
Yes.
I like the word liaison.
Liaison.
Between the IRS and a person who has a problem. So if you got a challenge, Christine knows what she's doing. You need to give her a call. What's the number again?
737-234-0196.
Be back in three.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim, window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com.
Yeah.
everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. I got the Colonel, my wingman, Rafer Brown, Judge Andy. Andy Isaacs in the studio. Shelby Meyer, my board operator, doing a fantastic job keeping me in check with the times. My special guest host, Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS.
Keeping Matt from trouble with the IRS.
Yeah, thanks.
That's my position.
And here, the way it works here on the program, ladies and gentlemen, is we only have 3 hours. I designate 30 minutes for my special guest host. But because I'm a chatterbox and I stole time from her in the beginning of the segment, Christine, you've been okay. Given a reprieve. I'm giving you more time so you can finish your notes,
right.
Which is great. So make sure you got your note-taking material ready. If you got a question, give us a call, 254-697-6633. Take it away.
Thank you. So if you want to reach me, again, the number is 737-234-0196. Call me. Text me, send me an email, Christine with a K at Christine Stevenson with a V, EA.com. Christine at Christine Stevenson, EA.com. I will reply back.
Change your name to Jane Smith.
I know. Too many. It's Christine with a K, very uncommon. Stevenson. Most people think it's a PH.
Wait. Ladies and gentlemen, if you happen to forget, if you don't remember, just remember you can always go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page, and I have all my sponsors. You can click on the link to Christine, and you'll get her.
Okay. Ah, perfect. Thank you. Yeah. So I've been talking a little bit about retirement and what you can do for yourself in 2023 to set some money aside. I talked about the IRAs, traditional IRAs, Roth IRAs. If you have an employer, you can, and you have a simple retirement account, and you know, if you have one, you know what I'm talking about. This year, you can contribute $15,500 to your simple retirement plan. And again, I would encourage you to squirrel money away for your future in retirement. And if you have a 401k, $22,500. And I want to talk a little bit about parents that, from a good place in their heart, want to help their kids' college by paying for college. And they access their retirement money, which is a wonderful thing to be able to do, A, that you have the money, and B, you're coming from a good place in your heart. But I want to caution you, because your retirement is coming much sooner than your child's ability, after they graduate college, to go out and earn income to maybe pay off some student loan debt. And if you take money out of your retirement, A, you worked so hard to put that money away, and you are going to lose all the power of that money to earn you a return. So, again, your retirement's coming a lot faster.
Christine, can I ask you a question? A little sidebar, because
yes.
It was part of my notes, but
yes.
You brought up college and all that kind
yes.
of stuff. I got a headline here. Federal judge rules students can sue after being charged full tuition for classes shifted online over COVID. Anything that... Does that roll into you in any way?
Not well. There may be some tax consequences that actually if they win a lawsuit, potentially a class action lawsuit, they're going to end up having some reportable income on their tax return. But yeah, I mean that's a they were charged full tuition in my book. That's not right.
I think it's bogus.
And the interesting thing is, okay, so maybe a lawsuit is filed, and now maybe these same people are saying, hey, I don't want to pay my student loans. So, they're almost maybe double dipping potentially. So, but the student loan thing is caught up with the Supreme Court, and I don't think that's going to go anywhere. I think you're going to have to pay your student loan money. That's just my opinion. So, I do want to talk. Sometimes people ask me, or I see this in other forums of, hey, is such and such income taxable income because I'm trying to put money into an IRA or something like that. So you have to have taxable income in order to put money into your retirement account. But I want to talk about what's not taxable, because this comes up oftentimes. I see this all the time, especially about inheritance money. Hey, I got an inheritance. Why are you smiling?
Can you
hear the voices? Yes. Okay, so I thought, wow, our inheritance
trying to stay
is funny.
That's what it is.
Sorry, it's okay.
That's what you get when you get wooden hollow doors, okay?
Right. Hollow core doors. So, yeah, if you get an inheritance, that inheritance is not taxable at a federal level. It may be taxable at your state level. Don't know. You got to check with your state. But a gift, your gift is not taxable. A bequest, which is kind of like an inheritance. If you get a cash rebate on an item from a retailer or a manufacturer, alimony payments for divorce decrees finalized after 2018. That's a big one. That is not taxable income. You're looking at me suspiciously,
Matt. You said something. I go, what? What? Did I miss something here? You're getting a rebate on something?
Your cash rebate on an item that you purchase is not taxable income. Your rebate yes. Child support payments are not taxable. Most health care benefits.
We got a caller on the line, Christine. Can I put him on?
Yeah, go ahead. Absolutely.
Caller, make sure your radio's volume is down. Welcome to the program. Who am I speaking to? Caller, go ahead.
Do we have a caller?
Caller going once. Caller going twice. Put him back on hold. Hopefully he'll hear this information in about 7 seconds.
Okay. So I believe the question is regarding retirement and do I have to file a tax return because I guess I'm not having enough retirement come out of my retirement to pay tax.
He doesn't make enough to pay taxes.
So here's the thing. Oh, he doesn't make enough to pay taxes. So here are the guidelines. Actually, you need to go to IRS Publication 17. I think it's on page 9 or 10. There's a little chart. To file a tax return, you need to look at your age, which is over or under age 65, and your filing status, if you're single, married, head of household. And there's a chart. And I don't have the chart memorized. I'm good, but I'm not that good. And you look at the chart, again, IRS Publication 17, and the amount is around, if you're single and over age 65, the amount of income you make, it's around $12,900.
Caller, are you still with me? Caller? Okay, we tried.
Sorry.
Wait.
Oh,
hold on. I can hear something.
Switch over the mic, I guess. Caller, you still with me? Okay, hold on. Okay, because they're listening to the radio. Okay,
So you may or may not have a filing requirement. Again, it's based on your age, your filing status, and how much income that you are making. And it's income from all sources. It's your retirement income, Social Security income, interest from the bank. If you have rental income that's coming in, you know, capital gains from the sales of, you know, stocks, mutual funds, cryptocurrency, you know, whatever. So, again, I don't have those numbers off the top of my head, but it's in IRS Publication 17.
Okay. If the big thing is if either his retirement or his Social Security has had anything withheld for taxes,
yes,
he has to file to get it back.
You have to file to get your withholding tax back, yes, even if you don't have a filing
requirement.
So oftentimes you will hear PSA announcements this time of year for those, and I hear them a lot in Temple, for people to file their tax return, even if they don't have a filing requirement, to get back the refundable credits, earned income credit. That's a huge one. The additional child tax credit. You hear those announcements a lot because that brings money into the community that in theory you're going to spend. So you are helping the local economy. You're taking money from your neighbors in a sense because you didn't have any taxable income, but you're getting refunded their money that they've paid into the system in the form of earned income credit because of your filing status and the amount of kids you have or dependents.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something here. I'm partially dyslexic. When I look at paperwork, the numbers and the wording on a tax form, as an example, start to float. I look at them and I can't see it. I see the words, but they kind of like jumble. And I look at it, I can't do it. And when you're talking about all this stuff, Christine, it's almost like the only people who can take advantage of this are higher echelon people who have the ability, time, and patience,
yes,
to learn it.
Yes.
Whereas the average Joe and Jane,
they're looking at
screwed every day.
People are filing tax returns once a year. How good are you going to get at something, or knowledgeable, or understand something if you're only doing it once a year? If you fired a gun once a year, how proficient would you be?
Not very.
Okay, so most people are not proficient with tax returns.
Just to make it clear, I'm extremely proficient.
Okay? I understand that. Just using that to illustrate my point. So again, you go off to get your tax return prepared, whether you choose to do it yourself or, you know, H&R Block, or you hire a CPA or whatever. You know, you are relying on them. But at the end of the day, that's your name on the tax return. And this is what I'd like to tell people is when you get your tax return prepared, before you accept it at face value, do a gut check. Ask yourself, did I make that much income last year? Does this seem right? compare it to last year. Oh my gosh, why am I getting so much bigger of a refund this year than last year? Why is that different? Be cautious. Even when you go to perfectly good people at H&R Block and Liberty Tax and whatever else, just do a gut check. That will save you a lot of pain and time and notices from the IRS. And then if you get a notice from the IRS, you got to call me at 737-234-0196.
You know, I honestly think I'm an empath. And I'm not trying to be funny here. When people tell me they have body pains, because I have so many physical injuries, and they start saying something, I've got this problem, my knees start to go. Or if they say something about another part of the body, that starts to go. And because I feel that I am an empath to a certain degree, and because you're talking about all these taxes, and I go, oh my gosh, I mean, this is overwhelming. I can feel people's pain and anguish of trying to figure out just to keep the feds off my back.
Everyone, yes, people are afraid of the IRS.
We're going to take a break. Be back in 3 minutes.
Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores, or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait, we have limited space. See you soon.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Petros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunShop.com.
We'll be right back.
back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Finishing up the second hour with this final segment. Got another hour to come. I've got Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS. She's going to give a final wrap-up of that particular segment and how you can get a hold of her, and we'll go into some other topics as well. So, Christine, take it away.
Thank you. So, remember, if you haven't, April 18th, that's your tax filing deadline. If you cannot file your tax return, please, please, please at least file an extension. That extension will take your return, the paper return, out to October 16th for its final due date. And if you want to get a hold of me, I'm at 737-234-0196.
Very good. Christine, it's always a pleasure, and it's a lot of great information. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how to do this other than just be blunt about it. There are a lot of factors destroying this country. Look, Colonel, let's try to break it down to the most basic level. Ladies and gentlemen, do you have a challenge? Do you have a problem with our nation and the way it is? Do you have this underlying connection to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Pillar of God? I always say the three pillars. Picture a roof. It's pitched. The two outside pillars are the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and the one in the middle that holds up the roof is the Pillar of God. This country was a miracle from God. You look at the Founding Fathers and how much they depended on God and all that. Do you have this inner sense of it's crumbling? Do you feel that it's falling apart? Do you feel like it's spinning out of control? Do you?
The further it goes from God, the more it goes in the trash. And
because
there's
said the
never
moral,
been
moral
a
society.
Socialist cannot, they are totally incompatible with religion, because our Declaration of Independence indicates that our rights come from the Father, from the Creator, and not from government. Socialists believe they come from government. So there is a fundamental difference right there. And there has never been a communist country that has succeeded, and there has never been a Christian or Jewish country, the Judeo-Christian ethic under Mosaic law, etc., that has failed as long as they stayed with that.
That's right.
But as soon as they wandered away from it, the Jews showed that every so often you go wandering in the desert if you forget about God.
If I convince one person in the listening audience to look up the Communist Manifesto, to see what was read into the congressional record, to see how it's been, this country's been changed over, if I can convert one person to realize and see it, no, I won't be happy with that either. I need to do more than just one person. I need to do it many people. But the point is, if you can see the world you're living in now, the United States of America is the beacon. It's the lighthouse to keep you from taking your ship and hitting on the rocks. It says, this is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But there's some people out there, everybody. Look, if you're a believer of the Lord, everything has opposites. God is good. Satan is bad. Okay? Up is up. Down is down. You got all these opposites. If you can believe that, then you've got to believe that this nation, under God, indivisible, okay? And you know that thing. That's a Biden yes. move right there. Okay. If you love this nation and you feel this thing pulling at your heart like something's not right, that Satan himself coming into the system, perverting it, twisting it, maligning it, trying to eliminate what was given to us, a miracle by God. If you feel that, then you need to listen to what I'm saying, because there's key elements. The World Economic Forum is one of the key tentacles, the heads of Hydra, that are trying to take this country down. They want a one world order. You know why? Because only a certain number of people get to control. Whereas in the United States of America, you can be independent on your own, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, limited government. But however, government has been perverted, and it's trying to take over every aspect of your life. Is that what you want? Is that what you want? Comments?
No, that's not what I want. You know, freedom is take something to get it. There are a lot of people died for us to have freedom. And it seems like our generations that are out there today are just giving it away. They don't understand what it took to get freedom, so they don't identify with it.
You know, Andy, there's a picture that is burned into my brain. And I'm not sure the island. I think it's Iwo Jima, where there's a young Marine half buried in the black ash of Iwo Jima, hitting the beach to fight against Japan, and you could equally say Germany, because those attacked were aggressive. And this young buck, who never probably, I don't know how
old
he was.
Didn't live much of his life.
Live much of his life, is dead in the sand so that you and I can do what we're doing.
That's right.
If you can comprehend that and put it into your heart, your ideology will change when it comes to this nation. If you're sitting there enjoying what you're doing and have no conscious idea of what it took to get you to where you're at or to keep what you have, man, I don't know what to do for you.
And you have to remember that the Democrats started that war, World War II, on purpose. FDR antagonized Japan to get them to attack Hawaii. We moved the fleet from San Diego to Pearl Harbor to make it a target. The whole purpose was to get one world socialist government under the United Nations, what was later called the United Nations, been the League of Nations.
League of Nations, that's right.
So, all of this, you have to understand the evil in socialism. They care nothing about getting people killed, about human life.
You know,
it's
all
about control.
You talk about that, and people look at you like you got three heads. I tell people, look, in the early 1900s, I think it was before 1910, I saw New York Times articles, or I think it was New York Times, about how Hollywood, the military, and politics joined forces. Or not the military. Let's see. Military, Hollywood, and banking. The J.P. Morgans of the world. They all worked together to outline or put out there a template of what they want. Look, when you're in power, when you have control, when you have money, when you have influence, don't you think those people are going to go, well, I want to do it this way. I got the money. I got the power. I can push it. But if you have somebody like me, a simpleton, who loves the country, loves the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Pillar of God, and says, look, if you're gay and you want to be gay, as a Christian, I go, I wish you wouldn't, but it's America. Do what you need to do. Just don't push it on somebody else. If you're, give me whatever topic it is. The only one I won't play with is abortion, okay? That's an innocent child who can't defend themselves. Any other topic, I'm right there with you if you support the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Pillar of God. Because those three things enable you to do what you want to do. Am I wrong? Do I get an amen?
No, you get an amen. Those are the three pillars our country was founded on. The Judeo-Christian rule, which emanated, well, from way back. But, where I was going with this is, spiritual warfare is a real deal. And Andy, I know you talk about that.
Oh, okay.
And that's where we've been there, but we're at there exponentially so now. That's what's going on. A lack of relationship with Christ and what comes from that. When you have that, your conscience is formed. I mentioned this earlier. And if you have a well-formed conscience in Christianity, then a lot of these problems don't come up. They go away. And you know real right from wrong. And you're not confused if you're a man in a woman's body or a woman that wants to be a man, because you know. Because you have a well-formed conscience and you're seeped in Christianity.
You know, you're talking, Christine, and things are going through my head here. So I'm going to just spew out what's on my mind. And anybody fill in the gaps. The United States of America, Judeo-Christian values, the founding fathers, the deity of God, okay? But what if you have a Muslim in this country? What if you have a Muslim? What if I was if a person's raised as a Muslim, I would want them to believe in what they were taught, because I would think I'd want to do the same thing as a Christian. But if we were able, to have the crystal ball and to find out what the 100% truth is and say, hey, Mr. Muslim, you're wrong, it's Jesus. Or Mr. Muslim says, no, you're wrong, it's this. Okay? The point of what I'm trying to get at is this. The United States of America has a mission statement. The mission statement is the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Pillar of God. That's how it was formed. If you don't like it, get the hell out. Or okay. Shut up.
The point that I would like to make is that the survival rules and the right to practice your religion ends at the beginning of my neck. I don't have to commit suicide in order for you to practice your religion. And the Sharia law orders that Muslims strike the neck of the infidel.
I got 20 seconds. Anybody want to finish?
You know, it's we talk about the spiritual battles, and we talk about that. The Constitution was, how would I say this? Constitution, Bill of Rights was God-inspired. The Word of God is the Bible. But the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Word inspired, and the Bible's all throughout the Constitution, Bill of Rights.
Ladies and
when
gentlemen,
you take those things out, then everything goes hell.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to be free. I want you to be happy. I want you to do what you want to do. But we have to have a core value. We have to have a core value. And if we don't, we're going to disintegrate into history. Be back in three.
Arch Coons, the owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about McGuire Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, McGuireTire.com.
U.S. Navy SEAL Chris Kyle said, "It's our duty to serve those who serve us. In memory of Chris, military veterans, first responders, and their families, the nonprofit American Valor Foundation was formed. Please show your support by donating to this foundation at AmericanValorFoundation.org. Also, go to their AFV gear page to purchase hats, shirts, jackets, and more. Use the promo code RADIO to get a 20% discount on all purchases. That's AmericanValorFoundation.org or call 254-459-8224. The American Valor Foundation, serving those who serve us.
Hard propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
Rubio Septic Service, serving all of Milam County since 1976, is licensed, bonded, insured, and can be reached at 512-446-3986. Rubio Septic Service in Rockdale is bilingual, provides free estimates, and services septic systems and grease traps on both commercial and residential systems. Porta-potty rentals are also available. Call Rubio Septic Service in Rockdale at 512-446-3986. Once again, that's Rubio Septic Service, 512-446-3986.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
you doing?
Better than the smell of salt.
Okay. All right. Conversation, Colonel. Understood. All right. Welcome back. Hour number three. Matt, your host. Aaron's high cap admission.
I leave the room for 5 minutes. And
see what happens, Andy?
We need you in here.
Right. I've been with the Colonel for 3 years, and me and him get into conversations every now and then that go a little intense, but it's all right. It's okay. I love the guy. Okay, we're simulcasting here right on the station, 105.1 FM, The Ranch, 98.5 KRXT out of Rockdale. You can see us live here on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Give me a call at 254-697-6633. Colonel, I love you, man. I love you.
It's mutual respect.
That's mutual respect. Yeah.
We've shot together. I've seen you shoot. You've seen me shoot. And we're both packing.
That's right. Once the program is done and in the can, it'll be made into podcast form. You can check it out at Apple, Spotify, Podbean, or go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page. It should be at the top there as a quick recording. In the center of the page is a donation button. If you feel led to donate to the program, it's greatly appreciated. Hopefully you'll do it on a monthly basis. Anything, just anything. It helps. It's a very expensive program to do. And for some reason, I'm compelled to do this. But it takes funds to do it. I want to thank all my sponsors and all the people who donate. Subscribe to the YouTube channel at aaronsgunshop.com. Also like me on Facebook. I'm about 21 people short of 1,000. Hey, give this guy a break. Go ahead. Like me on Facebook. Let's break the 1,000 mark, okay?
Gotta go through the barriers of, are you sure you want to go to this page? But just keep going.
That's right.
Keep going through and then like.
This is a gun page. Do you really want to do that? Are you sure?
Go to the news feed.
Go through three of them, and then it still won't directly give you to this page. You got to still scroll down, like after three or four.
That's right. Yep. And that's because, and look, and people say, nothing's wrong with Twitter, nothing's wrong with Facebook, nothing's wrong with YouTube. No, they hinder you because it's all associated. The high-ranking people all are in one conglomerate, and it's for control. It's all about control. That's why I say you've got to have the passion for your nation, freedom, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Look, if you've got a way of thinking, okay, that's fine. If you can convince enough people and doing it in accordance to how the government has been set up, if I lose and you win, okay, I didn't do enough to influence enough people. But if you circumvent the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Pillar of God, and you cheat, steal, and do crookedness, Colonel, I'm sure you have a long list of people you could explain on that one, then I oppose you.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned cheating and stealing. In Texas, the election law, last session, in the 87th legislature, they reduced the penalty for election fraud and made some things misdemeanors that had been felonies. Well, this morning on the fishing show on 98.5, right before this, they were talking about the fact that if you cheat in a fishing tournament, there are severe penalties.
Slow down. Think about this, what he's about to tell you. Government, minimalistic, fishing, massive. Go.
Okay. Section 66.023 in the Texas Code, fraud in fishing tournaments. If the prize money is less than $10,000, it's a Class A misdemeanor.
Less than $10,000.
Just $10,000. That's a third of a cheap car. All right. Greater than $10,000 prize money, it's a felony of the third degree.
For fishing.
If you cheat in an election where there are millions of dollars potentially involved in tax revenues.
People's life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Or $186,000 a year in for salary or something, plus the perks, then this should be a criminal penalty. And the other things in these fishing tournaments, if you cheat, the fishing organizations ban you for life. You know, the state, in addition to these misdemeanor and stuff, they pull your fishing license for a minimum of 3 years and up to life, and they take away your winnings, your boat, whatever you won. And there's no penalty like this for cheating an election. They should forfeit the election. They're kicked out.
What is the penalty now for election fraud?
It depends on what you're doing. There are lots of different angles, but they reduce the stuff for, you know, down to a misdemeanor for that's gathering
so
votes or something.
Ticket.
Yeah,
you
there's all kinds of things.
Ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the hits just keep on coming.
They got to make sure they cover their steps because they have every intent to probably cheat. So we got to make
Yeah, they don't want to get
Colonel,
too serious here.
I have a question for you and anybody here who wants to answer it. Who's more guilty? The crook in government who has a personal goal or the citizen who sits apathetically on the sideline?
They're both equally as guilty.
The first one is sinful by what they've done. The second one is sinful by omission.
Omission is consent, okay?
Yeah, but the guilty
by
one...
By parliamentary law, silence is consent.
But the crooked one knows what they want and does what they want.
Premeditate.
But the other one just sits apathetically on the sideline and then starts... Can I say bitch on the air?
Well, you could talk about that. Jane Fonda, but...
B.S.
You know, there's a picture when...
B.S. Barbra Streisand.
Of Jane Fonda sitting on a 37-millimeter piece... And this was very shortly after I was in Southeast Asia, and I had friends, I had acquaintances, fellow squadron mates locked up in the Hilton. All right, so I did not concur. I despised her, and I hated it. It just upset me so much what she had done, and it began to eat on me. And I realized, and it's not my, you know, you can read about this. Hate doesn't hurt anybody but you. So. I had to change my attitude to where I disagreed with what she did, but I respected her courage for standing up for what she thought was right, even though I thought she was wrong. But she was the only one that went over there and did anything. So you got to admire the woman's courage for that, even though she was dead wrong, and she later apologized for it.
Multiple times.
But I understand
soldiers who just can't
stand.
Part
of that was her husband's doing too. A big part of that was her husband's doing.
But here's the thing.
She was culpable.
Here's the thing, Andy. She's on some program at, what is it, The View? And she mentions, well, we need to kill somebody about the abortion thing.
Oh, bullcrap.
And she goes, I wasn't kidding. So when you pull this stunt in Vietnam and then you keep doing this crap in the future, lady, you need to go away.
Yeah.
There's so many entities. The Colonel and I have talked about this for years, at least 3 years. You got the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Club of Rome, the World Economic Forum. These are all think tanks. And these think tanks are for socialism. And the socialism wants to take down our independence. And these people have these agendas, and they slowly, step by step, inch by inch, day by day, keep going in the same progression because they cause so much confusion for you and I, the American citizen, who has to work two or three jobs just to pay the bills. We're so distracted, we don't know what they're doing. That's why shows like this come out there and say, hey, wake up, Colonel.
Well, it's the abortion issue where the Democrats... And the ones who are pro-abortion, anti-life, they will incrementally take anything that moves in their direction. But too many times, the anti-abortion people go for, we want to abolish. We have to do it right now. Anything less than just totally abolishing will not satisfy them. But they need to be, in my opinion, incremental and take every single step that moves in the direction that they want and keep working on it. Take what you can get.
They did. Took 40 years.
Yeah, but that's, we finally got it.
Yeah, we finally got it.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, I want all of you who are okay with abortion to listen to what I say. There's a beautiful cat. I like cats. Okay? And this cat is pregnant. And it's about to give birth. But I said, no. I've decided I don't want those kittens around, and I've got my 12-gauge shotgun ready to blow them away. So when the mama kitty is about to give birth, I said, here it comes. Now, I don't need a litter of kittens. Bam! Blow them all away. Should be okay, right? Huh. Right? Should be good, right?
Should you know, if you did that to a person, there'd be four or five people that squawk, but you do that to a cat.
An animal?
And they're going to go absolutely
he's
going to
go after you. Like yeah,
so right. What's the difference, ladies and gentlemen? For those of you who are willing to kill your baby, for those of you who accept that people will kill their baby, you're sick in the freaking head. Yeah, I said it. And I'm not going to back down. You're sick in the head. I've had conversations with people about freedoms, and I say, I'll give you every freedom that you want as long as it's within the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the pillar of God. I'll give you anything. But when it comes to a defenseless child or kitten, you got problems. And it's one of the major ones is me. We're going to take a break. Be back in 3-254-697-6633. Don't forget, we're streaming live here on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. And we'll be in podcast forms soon after the program ends at Apple, Spotify, Podbean. And we'll be back in 3 minutes.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim? Window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that, too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617. Cameron Chiropractic in Milam County has been treating all kinds of physical conditions for over 30 years. Spinal decompression, lower back, leg, arm, and neck pain, tingling and numbness, neuropathy, and headaches. Cameron Chiropractic also provides testing for organ support as well. Call Cameron Chiropractic in Cameron at 254-697-4931, in Rockdale at 512-446-9595, or go to cameron-chiro.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Call Dolores at Healthy Success at 254-773-8339 or visit us at healthysuccessworks.com. See you soon.
Hi, Captain Mitchell Radio Program. Matt, your host. I've got a great crew today, and every Saturday when we get on here, I've got a great crew. But I've got Judge Andy Isaacs with me, Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS, the Colonel, my wingman, Rafer Brown, Shelby, doing my board, and we're having a great time. 254-697-6633. Here, let me switch the topics here.
That'd be nice.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee introduces budget amendment to fund armed guard at every school. What's your initial reaction to that headline?
Initial reaction is, well, it's going to have to be done. My secondary reaction is, why don't we just take the easy way out and start reading our Bible and go back to church?
Yeah. Put a chaplain in every school.
There always have been. But we used to...
You're 10 to 15 years to get that to establish itself once again.
And then you've already got the people that got it in their head that aren't going to care about that.
That's right.
They're going to be crazy regardless.
You got a generational gap.
I'm going to say that's the spiritual side that we've got to fix.
I understand that, Andy. I understand that. But it took five...
I'm not against the bringing guards into school.
Let's take this step by step. Yeah. The first thing was, it took five generations of diluted parenting to get us to where we are. Mm-hmm. You can't change it instantaneously. It's going to take you at least a generation.
Well, it'll take 100 years.
Well, I don't want to go that far. Let's go 25 years, okay?
You know, to climb a mountain, it's harder to go down.
So in the time it takes 25 years to transform us back to a Christian nation again, we've got criminals who want to just devastate our schools. So putting an armed guard in a school may be a good thing. But here's my problem. Because I am who I am and I do what I do, being an armed guard with a badge means squat to me if you don't know what you're doing.
How are they going to train the armed guards?
Okay, this, the third rail of politics right now is you cannot mention God. All right, as a solution.
It used to be Social
guns,
Security.
You know, we can always put more guns in the school. Well, sure, that will help some. We can arm the teachers. Whatever it takes, that cuts down the reaction time from 14 minutes to 30 seconds or less. But this third rail of politics, you cannot wrench in this. The fact is, it's not the gun. It's the main trigger actuator that's the problem. It's the desire to kill. And if you've got the desire to kill, like in Japan, they use a knife or a sword and they kill 19 people in one case.
Okay, but Colonel, that is the way society is right now. That is the way it is. So because until we can convert it back, we have to deal with what it is.
And we have an opportunity right now because the Supreme Court has struck down this anti-religious thing. And we can do some of these things in the public square that we thought were banned or have been banned in the past. Public prayer is now okay. It is no longer banned. There were like 4,000 decisions reversed by this recent.
The truth is that I don't know if Christina or Shelley got one, but the three guys in this studio all pack it, right? But that's not an offensive weapon. It's to protect.
Totally.
It's protect. We need to be offensive about our spiritual lives because that's what wins.
Yes, sir.
Okay? That's what wins. That's what I'm getting to. We got to open up the spiritual deal to get now, and then we won't have transvestites.
But how do you get five generations of deluded parenting to understand?
Let's just
that?
Kill them all, and we'll start over.
Okay. Well, this goes back to the Communist Manifesto.
We're joking.
This goes back way before the Communist Manifesto. This was just documented in '63 in the Congressional Record to make it handy. But it goes back the first. Teachers' College, the first free teachers' college, was in a communist commune. And government education, government schools, by their very nature, are socialist. Mm-hmm. And so we've been teaching this for a long time. It is not the curriculum we have to change. We have to go back and start changing the teacher colleges. We have to take control of the universities.
We have to do exactly the same thing that the other side did to get us in this mess.
which is going to take you
years. But I agree, we need to have the police officers.
Okay, so Bill Whitmire, Judge Bill Whitmire of Milam County, has said one thing that sticks to my brain all the time: you got to have skin in the game.
That's right.
What skin do the population who may be deluded in their thought process have that may change their ideology of how this thing works? Like this, what's it going to take?
I don't know.
They have been
something
so
catastrophic.
Catastrophic. The Communist Manifesto has been carried out, and they are so dumbed down, they're willing to sit on their fist.
Look, if they can't make a decision, Colonel and Judge, in a normal situation where everything's kind of normal, and you have a catastrophic event, can you imagine the calamity that's going to go through their brains?
Let me tell you a catastrophic event. 3 weeks ago, I had a hearing on Monday morning, a truancy hearing. Young lady come in, she's very defiant. I went through the whole deal, told her, you know, if you miss any more school, what the consequences again. Wednesday, both her parents in the car pull up in front of my office and come in the office, says, can you help us? We can't get this young lady out of the car to go to school. I walk out there, talk to her for about 2 seconds, went out and told the constable, said, get her out. And then I went in and we made arrangements to see if they had a lot. Juvenile Justice Center for the evening, and they had lodging for 2 days.
Three hots and a cot, right?
2 days of free lodging and frolicking fun and getting up at 5:30 to go to school. And Friday morning, she came back into my office and was a changed person. That's what I'm talking about, catastrophic. That was a catastrophic for her. She was a changed person. I haven't seen her since, and I will go to the school probably Monday. And I've got to pass out some paperwork for Morningstar Ranch Ministries to some kids that are coming back to camp. And I will go see her and make sure where she's at. So that not only to say, hey, I'm an easy forgiver, we can get through this, but to let her know that I've still got my eye on her. Mm-hmm. Because if she misses again, we're going to take a weekend trip.
And she knows you care.
That's right.
That's important thing,
you know,
too.
After I talked to her for a second and said, you know, if I ever see you out somewhere, I'm not going to bring this up. I'm not going to mention it. And I went and prayed for her. And then we moved on. But there's consequences for action. And right now, there's no consequences for action. We're defending this stupid girl that shot all these people in Tennessee and saying it's a Christian parent's fault. You know, that we've
and
got,
they won't promote who she is and what she did.
Oh,
and
no.
Look, here's the other thing, too. This happens every time.
Yeah.
I get a flurry of calls from schools and churches who want to train their security team. Huh. And half their security team has never shot a gun. And I have no problem with that. That's cool. I understand your incentive.
No bad habits to break.
No bad habit, but the incentive. But here, scrap what I just said. The bottom line of what I'm trying to say is they call up because it happens, and 3 weeks later, it phases out. The people who don't know how to shoot, that's not a gig on them. They want to learn. That's great. They can learn. My what I'm trying to push is this: as time goes on, the concern fades.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There needs to be people within your church or your school who are vigilant on a daily basis. There's sheep and there's sheepdogs. I need sheep to deliver pizza. I need sheep to do carpentry work. I need sheep to do all sorts of stuff. And I'm not saying this as an insult. I'm saying it as there's sheepdogs who train and train and train to protect the people who teach the kids, who build the houses, who feed the food or serve the food, who stock the shelves. Okay? So if you're a sheepdog, get up, get going, and be proficient. If you're a sheep, be as proficient as you can be, and don't give me any crap.
And stay close to your sheepdog.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, one of the things, and Matt knows this very well, is you have to have played the scenario in your mind before
over,
you're going to be proficient. And
over.
The average person's not going to play that. But you have to be able to prepare. And whoever we put in these schools had better play that over and over in their mind, not just be everybody's buddy. They've got to prepare themselves mentally for it.
And this watch instead of being into everything, just be quiet and watch.
There is some similarity between this and what we were saying about the young people. You have to make the decision beforehand when you've got time and it's in the cool, and then be ready to execute when the time comes.
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a handgun and that's all you have is a handgun, you are not qualified. if you have a handgun and shoot once in a while at a stationary paper target, you are not qualified. If you're shooting IDPS or anything like that, I have seen too many people come to my courses for spontaneity, for spontaneous interaction to the threat, who spit up all over themselves because those people are programmed to shoot in a box under a certain amount of time and walk through the program, know where the targets are, blah, blah, blah. My training is instantaneous. It's unexpected. It's like, where did that come from? It's rolling, moving, dodging, reloading, and all that kind of stuff. That's who you need to be if you're a sheepdog. If you're not like that, then stay at home. Be back in three.
No, that was a 1 minute.
That was a 1 minute. Well, be back in a minute and 30-something, so we'll continue to go.
Steven, you were too into it.
Yeah, I was into it. And this is who I am. This is what I do. I'm a sheepdog. And it's like, if you're a dog coming into the pack and you're not a sheepdog, okay, let's see where you're at. But if you're a pup coming in, no offense to you, no offense at all, you're just not ready yet. Get ready.
One good sheepdog will add spine to the rest of the pack.
Yeah. It's amazing what one sheepdog will do. We'll be back in a minute.
Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunShop.com.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron. Or call them at 254-697-6966.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
We'll be right back.
back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Guess what segment it is now? True Stories of Self-Defense, coming out of the American Rifleman, the Armed Citizens column. This one is from March 1981. And when I read these older stories, I always tell you, pay attention to the type of gun that is used and the accuracy of the shots. Because when you start reading the news stories have the modern weaponry. But however, most of the time, the shots are not placed where they should be. They're down on their knees, or they missed, or it wasn't a vital shot. These shots from people, old granny can shoot her old 38 pretty darn good. Okay? So let's start with this. We're starting, if you have your current issue of March 1981, page 6. Okay. Here we go. It was 3:30 a.m. Did you hear that? That's a very vital, important part of the story here. When two men knocked on the door of Ernest Genham's La Porte, Texas home, claiming to be police. When the guy opened up, the two forced their way in, injuring the homeowner, who grabbed a gun off a nearby nightstand. The two thugs fled and were quickly caught by police. Now look, I don't care who you are. You could be Jesus himself knocking on my door at 3:30 a.m., and I'm going to be packing some heat, okay?
It's LaPorte. Not LaPorte. LaPorte.
I don't care, man. I don't care. Did you know what I meant?
Yeah.
Then that's all that counts. So what's the bottom line here? What do I always teach? When you hear that noise in the middle of the night at 3:30 in the morning, what's the first thing you do?
Grab your gun.
Grab your gun. I have paused. Shelby, take the mic.
My turn. An unidentified Beaumont, Texas man caught a pair of burglars stealing his television and stereo. When one burglar pulled a gun, the 20-year-old man fired his own .22 caliber pistol, hitting the criminal in the stomach.
Good shot, center mass.
While waiting for an ambulance to pick up the wounded housebreaker, the man, a neighbor, heard a burglar's partner trying to break down the back door. A warning shot fired through the door hit the second crook in the leg. He was later picked up by the police.
Oh, boy.
Look, this is 1981. Yeah. That may have passed in the day, but in 2023, nah, shooting a warning shot? No,
you're going.
No. That's, no, there's a difference. There's because he's in the act of criminal entrance, okay, breaking in. But just to shoot blatantly, that's. You don't want that on your record.
No.
But if they're breaking in, you know it's a threat. That's okay. But the way this is written didn't sound very good.
George Rayburn and his son were listening to the police scanner radio in their River Rouge, Michigan home when they heard...
You sure it's River Rouge?
Yeah.
Okay.
I could say it in Cajun, but I'm not. They heard officers were chasing a trio of muggers toward their address. Rayburn grabbed his .357 Magnum revolver and leveled it at the lawbreakers, who were attempting to scale a wall into Rayburn's backyard. Only after police arrived and arrested the muggers did Raymond, a Marine combat veteran, reveal that he is almost blind.
Man, that reminds me of John Wick. John Wick, Chapter 4, that blind dude, the Chinese guy.
Yeah.
That's what it reminds me of.
All right. An armed robber's momentary lapse of attention gave Meridian, Mississippi grocer Joe Hinlack just enough time to grab his .22 automatic and open fire.
Notice the different types of calibers of guns here.
Hit twice, the bandit fled, later to be picked up by the police.
Back then in the day, .32s, .25s, .22s, .38 revolvers, that was the gun. And then when the 90s hit, you had the Wonder 9s come out. So it's just very interesting to see the different types of guns. Go ahead, Colonel.
Disabled World War II veteran George Sarver used the element of surprise to capture three burglars who had broken into his rural Ramsey, Illinois farmhouse. Holding the trio at gunpoint, he called state police. Sarver later told reporters that those who call for strict gun control are nuts.
I'll salute that guy.
They still nuts.
And he didn't have to fire a shot.
Yeah.
Fantastic. All right, next story. A Superior, Minnesota woman awoke during the night when she... A Superior, Minnesota woman awoke during the night when she felt a hand on her body. seen a strange man. She woke her husband.
What?
Who retrieved a gun. What the heck, man?
I know. I'm assuming she screamed.
Who retrieved a gun from a closet? The 20-year...
Everett, somebody
hold
catching
on,
me.
Let me go get the gun out of the closet.
The 20-year-old intruder surrendered and was turned over to police. Oh, my gosh. There's so much wrong with this story.
That's weird.
So, all right, let's break it down. A woman awoke during the night when she felt a hand on her body. She's going, that ain't him. Seeing a strange man, she woke her husband. Hey, baby, there's some dude touching me. So he runs to the closet to get his phone. There's so much wrong with that. Dudes, I don't care what your gender is, okay? Whoever's the dominant one, you better have that freaking firearm nearby and handy. Go ahead.
Oh, I need the mic.
It's my turn. This one's really worded very colorfully. A quintet of youthful extortionists threatened Council Bluffs, Iowa motel owner Rex Nelson with a tire tool and demanded his wallet. But they didn't count on the reaction of Nelson's wife, Velma, who came to the rescue, driving the five away with a pistol. Police caught the criminals later on a highway outside of town.
Now, let me tell you something about that. Velma was covering her hubby's six, which is great. If you're a married couple, it is vital that you protect each other. No, well, my husband will take care of me. And you know how many times I've done this in class? My husband will take care of me. I go, bam, he's dead. And they look at me and they go, I didn't think about that. I go, yeah, that's right. You need to protect your husband. Husband, you need to protect your wife.
An entire tool.
A Mississippi prison parolee intended on burglaring broke into the Pritchard, Alabama home of Harry Thompson, only to find the house quickly surrounded by shotgun-wielding neighbors. The burglar, being a man of strong will, hid under the table, the kitchen table, and waited for the police to arrive.
What would you do, Andy? You got a whole bunch
man,
of shotguns
for starters. I would have been under the table, under the couch, somewhere. I'm not going outside with them civilians. Especially in a rural Alabama area, because you know them people know how to shoot. Now, let me go back up to this Superior, Minnesota woman. She felt a hand on her. If my wife woke me up and said, somebody's touching me, I'd probably say, do you want me to leave?
Why are you so calm?
Andy, come on. Andy, come on.
I'm just being kidding.
All right, go, Colonel.
I thought you're next.
Oh, no, you're next.
Yes, right. You are.
When a man tried to beat down the door of a neighbor's Fredericksburg, Virginia home, Lyle Russell grabbed a shotgun and went to investigate. He ordered the man to lie down and held him until police arrived.
Tell me the golden element of that story.
He grabbed a shotgun.
Before it happened. That's it. Very good.
The other thing is the guy reacted and complied with the instructions. And nowadays, people are on drugs
they
completely, you know, the guy says, don't come or I'll shoot. And the guy keeps coming on, and the guy's got a gun, and he's carrying a hand tool.
I concur.
After two juveniles continually burglarized and vandalized her Sacramento, California home for 2 years, Philippine immigrant D. Yensensis finally decided not to take it anymore. She took a day off work and lay in wait. When the young hoodlums tried to break down her door, she fired a warning shot, then chased the pair down and held them for police. I did what the police told me to do for 2 years, she said. That got me nowhere. Finally, after it happened again, I told the officers I'd had it. I was going to wait and catch them myself.
Okay.
Sacramento B.
I'm going to direct this to the judge. Judge, is there any problem with that story?
Well, there's so many things. We start off with she's an immigrant. Does she have a right to own the... I guess I'm assuming this was a pistol.
No, let's say it's all illegal. But
yeah, I mean, the warning shot for start. No.
You've opened up for litigation.
Yes, it does. Warning shots, you don't do that. Now, I want to know how she caught two guys and held them down.
Hey.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I bet you had a six shooter.
With all seriousness, if you pull that weapon, what is it, Penal Code 904, threat is justifiable force?
Mm-hmm.
You can pull your weapon out and use it as justifiable force without shooting the gun, that does not constitute the use of deadly force. And you can hold somebody at bay. But if after that, if it goes past that, no warning shots, no this, that, or the other, your intent is to stop the threat. Not to kill the threat, but to stop the threat.
Right.
Because I'm going to tell you something. Whether you, me, or the other person at the bar all agree, the court says, oh, you didn't try to stop the threat. You intended to kill the person. You're going to jail. That's just the way it is. Play the game. Know the rules. Otherwise, you're going to lose. Right? Now, we've got probably, what, five more stories? When we come back, we'll finish them up. And we'll do some more stuff. We'll be back in 3 minutes, 254-697-6633.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them.
Hard propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
Rubio Septic Service, serving all of Milam County since 1976, is licensed, bonded, insured, and can be reached at 512-446-3986. Rubio Septic Service in Rockdale is bilingual, provides free estimates, and services septic systems and grease traps on both commercial and residential systems. Porta-potty rentals are also available. Call Rubio Septic Service in Rockdale at 512-446-3986. Once again, that's Rubio Septic Service, 512-446-3986. Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about McGuire Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, McGuireTire.com.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron Mags High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Final segment coming up here. We've got five more stories to talk about in the American Rifleman's The Armed Citizen column from 1981, page 6, when you have your current copy available. Next story. Two would be... I'll tell you what, Colonel. What's the story we're going to be talking about? What's the headline on that story about the
Sergeant Perry?
Yeah. We're going to be talking about that, too, right after this.
Self-defense.
Self-defense. Here's the story. Two would-be robbers stalked into Gilbert Harris's Alabama grocery store and demanded cash. They fled empty-handed, however, when the grocer brandished a gun and ordered them to leave. Now, Judge, question. Mm-hmm. He didn't shoot, but he could have, couldn't he?
No.
I say rid society of scum like that. But that's just me.
Yeah, well, you can only stop the attack.
Mm. But
it, he was in the process of an armed crime.
Right. He's in the process. He pulled him. You could shoot him dead.
He just said would-be robbers. He didn't say they were armed.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're getting soft on me, Colonel.
But I would have... Okay. What I would have said was I would not tell them to leave. I would tell them to get on the floor and wait for the police... And let's put them away for a while and take them out of society.
Yeah,
this deal I've said, if you'll just leave and come back tonight with a bigger gun, no.
Yeah, I agree.
Moving on. You really have to learn how to survive. It's a jungle out there. An unnamed, is that Mason?
Macon.
Georgia.
Macon.
Okay. Georgia convenience store clerk, after she repelled the second armed robber to enter her store in a year. After she shouted at a man who tried to leave without paying for his purchases, the thief pulled a gun from his pocket, but the clerk opened fire with her .38 caliber revolver, and the man ran.
I almost gave an applause, but she missed the target. But it's okay. She had her weapon. She pulled it out. She defended herself. Everything was solved. Accuracy.
And she was ready when he drew his.
Yeah, she was already fed up at that point.
A stick-up artist asked Bobby Fisher of Fresno, California, if she had ever been held up and pulled a knife. When she replied in the negative, but Fisher pulled a licensed pistol and held the surprise criminal for the sheriff's deputies. Okay. Yes, she could have shot him.
Old cliche, don't bring a knife to a gunfight.
That's right.
All right. Oh, local story.
Wait just a minute. He should have asked why.
Yeah.
Jack Walker awoke in his Waco, Texas home to find it being burglarized by a trio of housebreakers. One threatened to cut Walker's head off with a knife as his accomplices loaded a television and stereo into a waiting car. But when a friend of Walker's showed up with a revolver, the crooks fled into the night.
I had to wait for a friend? Look, let me ask you something, ladies and gentlemen. You all drive cars, right? Do you have a spare tire in your car? Why? When's the last time you fixed a flat? I'll bet you 99% of the people out there, it hasn't been for a long time, but you still carry that freaking spare. Why? Just in case. You got to wait. Let's say you had a flat tire and you had no spare. I'm going to wait and wait and wait until somebody comes with a spare tire. Is that what you want? Come on. Go ahead, Colonel.
Carla Jensen, 19, was driving down an isolated New Mexico highway when a man forced her off the road and jumped into her car. She shot him in the leg and fled on foot while her attacker sped off in the car. Police caught the man when he tried to get medical treatment.
That was a messy one, but the mission was accomplished, but it was kind of a messy one. She
jumped out of the car instead of forcing him out of
exactly.
the car.
Exactly. That's why I said it was messy.
She could have shot twice.
Colonel,
stop the attack.
Tell me about Austin.
All right. There was a demonstration in the street, and a guy who was driving his own car, accidentally made a wrong turn into a blocked street, and they surrounded him before he could make a U-turn and get away. One of the demonstrators approached the car with an AK-47 style rifle, it says, and what they don't say is the fact that the guy had his finger in the trigger guard, and the Sergeant Perry, who was driving the car, pulled his .357 and shot the guy. And the liberal Austin jury just convicted him of murder and he's sent, possibly be sentenced to a life sentence. Now, this is going to, of course, be appealed, I think. There's no doubt about this. And when it goes before a real jury that is not biased, mm-hmm. it's going to be a different situation. But you can't argue with someone and you can't debate someone that has their finger inside of the trigger guard because you cannot react in the time that it takes them to tighten their grip and fire. And this was at point blank range. It was not a matter of having any time or distance to make this decision. And if somebody's pointing a rifle in your face with their finger inside the trigger guard, that's a serious thing.
Of it being just a conversation, they were threatening you from the get-go.
You know, who sat on that jury?
Boston,
I don't understand that.
Well, you have to remember who George Soros paid this, and they. Now, it doesn't say anything about who his defense team was either. If he had public defenders, they can be absolutely useless.
Yeah.
As, oh, let's plea bargain this. No, not so.
No, not this. We're not.
I want to put out a plug out there for Cameron Small Engine in Cameron, Texas. Kyle Van Cleve. I've known Kyle for a long time. Great guy. His dad, Phil, Gwen, the whole works. The whole family's fantastic. Formerly was Cameron Seed in Cameron. Now it's Cameron Small Engine, I guess, just because trading one from the father to the son.
Yeah.
And you got to change the name and all that kind of stuff.
Address and number?
Yeah, let's do that. It's at 408 West Bat.
Bait.
Okay. Street in Cameron, Texas. And the number is 254-697-3452. And this is the time. Actually, it's kind of late. So if you got some stuff that needs repair, they can do it. Make contact with them as soon as you can. And Kyle's a great guy. He'll tell it to you straight, tell you exactly what you need, what it's going to cost, how long it's going to take. The whole works. But with all this rain and the grass growing, I know everybody's got a need for their machinery to cut grass and all that.
You also got a plethora of stuff for your garden they just got in.
Mm-hmm.
And I buy my stuff from there, and it's wonderful quality.
Now, they no longer do bulk seeds, but they do have,
they do have a bunch of
packet seeds.
In their starters.
That's right.
They've got a ton of new starters out.
And we're going to be redoing Kyle's ads, so as the time goes by, you'll be able to hear exactly what he has to do, and we'll probably get him on sooner in the future. Judge Andy Isaacs, we've only got a few minutes left, probably about 4 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, why don't you give everybody a highlight, recap of what's going on?
At Morningstar Ranch? Yes, ma'am. Well, we just got through with the lady vets, and we just got through a couple of weeks ago, or the kids coming for spring break. Our next major event will be, we have vets coming towards the end of May, the men from Camp Hope. That is something we really look forward to. We have a great time with those guys. And then summer camp starts 1st of June, and then it's, you know, Andy not getting no rest.
Monetary donations.
We have a donate button on our website, which is msrministries.org. You can go up to the left-hand side. There's a green button that says Giving, and follow the prompts for that. We take checks or credit cards. We need you. We need you. You know, it's getting ridiculous. 3 years ago, our electric bill ran about, during camp, ran about $1,000 a month.
Wow.
Now it's $2,500 a month for those months that we're having camp. And it's getting more and more and more. And we need you. We can't operate this without
you. This is the time to call to action. You need to move. If you felt led, you need to do it. Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS. It's always a pleasure to have you on. Got any final words for the public out there?
Yeah, your contribution to MSR Ministries is a 501c3 nonprofit. It is possibly deductible.
What a segue. That
and
was
if
great.
If you need more information on that, call Andy. But if you need more information on nonprofit stuff, call me, 737-234-0196.
Colonel, talk to me. Give me 30 seconds of something.
Well, if you have an extra bale of hay, he'd take that, too.
Amen.
Because I know hay has gone from, when I was putting it up a few years ago, about $50 a bale. I saw them, they're $150. They've gone up $300. So, next week, perhaps we will talk about, are we the Byzantines? Do you know, have you had any history about the Byzantine Empire? And what's happening in this country? What are we doing? So, I turn it back to the host.
Ladies and gentlemen, right after the show, we're going to go to the VFW here in Cameron, the new location. I think it's 1102 something West 20, 1106 West 22nd Street. And we're just going to have some lunch.
The old Apple Tree Daycare.
It's got like $2 beers. It's got burgers, fries.
Everyone seems to like their burgers.
It's just a basic place to get some basic menu.
Hot appetizers, mozzarella sticks, fries, onion rings. I had their fried mushrooms and they were pretty great.
Okay, so we're going to be there by the time it's all said and done. I want to say right around 1 o'clock. We should all be there. I'd love to see you if you want to come on out. Love to talk to you. Got Judge Andy Isaacs, Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent, the Colonel Rayford Brown, Shelby Meyer, me, families coming with us, and we're gonna have a good time. 20 seconds.
And the VFW helps veterans as well. They have a mission to do that. So profits from their this support their activities.
And remember, at the moment, it's a cash-only deal. So we'll hopefully see you there. Until then, God bless. Keep your powder dry.